long two, pull up left side, got it. J.J. Redick with a dagger. Timeout, Lakers. The Sixers, 134, and the Lakers, 112. And this crowd of over 20,600 fans can sense it. The Sixers are going to beat L.A.
Sixers are going to beat L.A. They did beat L.A. 143-120. You heard it right here on 97.5 The Fanatic with the best play-by-play man in the business, Tom McGinnis. I'm Rob Motti, and I'm excited to be back on here with Darren DeGatato. What's up, Dutchie?
Rob, you looking well again? How are you?
Exciting game tonight, man.
A lot of energy in that building. Season high, 143 points for the Sixers. I'm excited, man.
143 for the Sixers. And right off the bat, Darren, I got to come out here and say, I was here yesterday.
Okay.
I covered the game against Denver Friday night. I was impressed by the performance of the new guys and how they were able to
quickly integrated into the
offense. Yep. Yet I still said yesterday, I don't think this team can win the NBA title this year.
Right.
And I said, I'm still afraid of the 4-5 matchup. I know Indiana's probably going to drop and the Sixers or Celtics, one of them's going to get to the three. I was like, I'm still afraid of the 4-5 matchup. And I even put a poll out there, Darren. I put a poll out there. Who do you think would win a championship next in this city? And it was overwhelmingly, like over 2,000 votes, and it was like over 60% of the opinion came on the Sixers. And I said Phillies because I didn't think the Sixers could win it in 2019. And here we are, less than 24 hours later, or about 24 hours later. I got off the air yesterday at 7, and after what I saw tonight against the Lakers, and I know the Lakers aren't a great team. They're a 500 team in the West. But after
who
what
just
I
beat
saw,
Boston,
who did?
Had, you just had a couple big wins in a row, by the way, the Lakers.
Yes. So after what I saw now, after what I saw, and I'm just thinking the 7 turnovers was probably the most impressive stat for the Sixers today. But the continuity of these guys, the ability for them to gel so quickly, how good can they be when they're actually know how to play together? How good will they be when they've been together for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks? I have come completely full circle, and I'm going to tell you right now, why not this year? Why not this year? Why not can't the Sixers win the NBA title this year?
Well, when you look in sports, right, so you have the NFL, you've got Major League Baseball, the NHL, the NBA. To win a championship, to really be the next team, right? So if I'm thinking about who the next team in town is going to be, I got to think, all right, there's a couple of steps I got to think they can get through. The first, most leagues, not necessarily the NBA, is you got to win the division. Are they good enough to win the division? The next, and this is for all four, are they good enough to win their conference? Can they win their conference? And then I think, all right, who's the best team in the other conference? Who's probably going to be there? Can they beat that team? For me, I want to see them beat Boston Tuesday night because I know Boston's not playing well. But I know, like, even Embiid says, they kick our rear ends.
Yeah, they own them.
And they own them. And now I want to see this new team take on the Boston Celtics Tuesday night in our house. I got to go down that game.
I'm actually going to cover that game.
We'll have to get together there.
Kyrie Irving might not be playing Tuesday, so you still might have in the back of your mind, Kyrie's not playing.
Kyrie Irving's not going to make a difference, I don't think, if they lose handily. All right, so if the Sixers beat the Celtics like they beat the Lakers today and like they beat the Nuggets a couple of nights ago, I'm not going to worry about whether Kyrie Irving is going to make a difference. So I think if they beat Boston handily Tuesday night and a good win, yes, they can win their conference. They can win the East. And if they win the East, there's only one team you worry about in the West. That's Golden State.
Golden State last year struggled to get through Houston, and it took Chris Paul being injured for them to get by. The Sixers, what? They beat them a couple.
They beat them last week. They beat them well. And, you know, Curry was lights out that night. It's not like they had a bad night shooting.
Yeah.
They beat them in their house, and they beat them handily.
All right, so Darren wants to see the Sixers beat the Celtics Tuesday before he's convinced. I've come completely around in 24 hours. I thought yesterday, don't know about 2019, maybe 2020. But after seeing this, now 2 games in a row, and thinking that, hey, these guys are only going to get better. They're only going to learn how to play together. They're going to gel more. They're going to learn each other's game more. They're going to create more chemistry. I'm like, why not the Sixers this year? I think they can win it this year. Darren's still just a little bit
not convinced.
Got to
see him beat Boston Tuesday night. And I think they will. I'm not saying they're going to lose the game. I think they're going to beat Boston. I just want to see that game before I start talking finals.
Well, let's hear what everybody out there has to say. 610-632-0975. I want to know, do you think this team right now can win the NBA title? Everybody talks about, hey, let's get to the finals. And you know what? Getting to the finals, what good is getting to the finals if you don't win? Get there and win the thing. Get there and get a parade. I haven't seen a Sixers parade since none of us have seen it since 1986.
I was nine.
I can't even remember. We were the same age. Yeah, I can't even remember.
We were nine.
I do remember being in Capitola Playground on 10th and Wharton.
Right.
Did not go to the parade because my dad was working. Like, I'm 9 years old.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to go to the parade by myself. And I think we were in a park playing baseball. Could have been playing like one-on-one or two-on-two. We played baseball in any capacity. It could have been three of us and we'd have pitcher, steady rule, all that stuff. So let's kick it off with Mike and Delran. Let's see where he stands on the 76ers. Mike, you're on 975, The Fanatic. What's up, man? Mike.
LeBron James is an idiot. He is an idiot, isn't he? I mean, really?
He does. Look, he whines. He whines after every foul, he thinks he's hacked on it. But he's still the best. He's still a top five player in the NBA.
Yep, but let me tell you something. I know maybe this is a hot take or people are going to think I'm dumb. I'm glad we didn't get him because we wouldn't be where we are today. I'm really excited, guys. I mean, I agree that Denver game was really good. I wasn't going to get too overexcited. But the way they dismantled that Lakers team today, man, I don't know. I don't see how anyone's going to stop them.
You know, Mike Scott's banking in threes from 100 feet. You know, TJ McConnell's buzzer beating 3-point shots. TJ McConnell was 6-for-6 tonight. JJ Redick 8-for-13 tonight. These guys were lights out.
Now, I know those shots aren't going to fall every game, but listen, I don't see a team that scares me in a 7-game series at all, the way these guys have been playing. I agree. Let's see what they do to Boston, but man, they could get the second seed in the East by the end of the season. I'm telling you, this is exciting.
Right now they're the 4 seed and they're a 4.5 games behind Toronto. Well, to get that second seed, Milwaukee's first. They'd have to win a division to get that second seed. 4.5 games is a lot to go to catch in 26 games left. But hey, you know what though, Mike? I don't feel bad for LeBron James. He's won his titles. He's in Hollywood. He's got his gazillions of dollars.
Yeah, he made his bed. He wanted to be on that team.
He's okay. He's going to be just fine.
For the most part, you know, they played decently tonight, and they beat Boston. They've had a little bit of a run here. That team's garbage.
I hope he deserves
everything he gets in L.A.
I hope LeBron James enjoys the playoff from the bench. That scum.
All right, Mike.
It's about damn time.
That's out of line, Mike. Not on my show. Not on my watch. We don't call people that. Not on my watch. Call somebody else to say that. Ron in media, you're 975 The Fanatic. What's up, Ron?
Hey, guys, it was like an excellent game. I was talking to Dee yesterday, Dee Lynam, and I told her that if we can cut the turnovers down, if we can get to 10, 12 turnovers a game, we could beat anybody in the league. Because we're giving up like 20 points a game off of turnovers. And
we're 7 tonight,
11
Ron.
Turnovers?
7 turnovers tonight.
7.
See? Yeah.
And Ben Simmons himself had 8 against Denver, and they cut it to 7.
And by the way, if there's any negative for tonight's game, I thought Ben was trying a little too, pushing a little too hard early on.
Ben and Magic Johnson, too, in a little bit.
Yeah, we will.
Well, I noticed that a lot of different guys was handling the ball coming down the court, and that was really good. I think this was one of the best or the best game I've seen TJ have. He really did it tonight.
Well, yeah, he's six for six at a plus 17 on the floor.
He's such a Philly player, man. Just one of those grinded out guys. He's small. He battles. He don't care. He throws his body.
Is he a grinder, Dutch? He's a grinder, huh? He's a grinder.
You don't like that word. Typical.
Come on.
So to answer
your question,
with this bench and lineup we got, we can beat anybody. We just got to keep the turnovers down. We can beat anybody.
So you're convinced right now, Ron. You're convinced right away. You don't need to see any more.
I don't see nothing else.
I'm with you, man. I'm with you. Right. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Ron is with me. I'm convinced. It took me 24 hours to be convinced.
So you just flopped like that.
That's one win.
That's I was like, gets a Lakers team. Over. Flop.
I saw Friday night. and then I see how they dominate. And I was so impressed with Friday night. I was really impressed with the ball movement, the unselfishness, the ability to get four new guys into the lineup and get them quality minutes, get them all. And then tonight they do it again. And Friday night is against the second best team in the West. I know this one's against a team that's not as good, but then to see them, they cut the turnovers down to seven. And I'm thinking, how good can they be when they learn each other's tendencies and learn to play with each other?
You saw a little bit of that. You talked about the extra passing. Tonight, I thought I saw it more than I've seen all season, that extra pass. Just one more extra pass every 3 to 5 plays. And that paid off in dividends tonight.
Sometimes that extra pass could be too much. Sometimes that extra pass when the shot's open. So I know oftentimes Ben Simmons gets criticized for looking for that extra pass, for not taking a ball.
Right.
But with the ability to have five guys on the floor who can score the ball, it's just this team, they're fun to watch. They're exciting. And they're only going to get better. And I'm thinking about it going, hey, they can do this thing. They could win it this year. And yeah, Tuesday night's going to be a nice test. I hope Kyrie Irving plays. You want them to go out there and beat a team at their best. You don't want them to play against a team and then have in the back of their mind. You don't want them to be like, yeah, we beat them, but what would it look like if Kyrie was on the floor?
And the other thing, too, is I don't think people are mentioning enough. A lot of people thought Tobias Harris would be – I hadn't – seen a lot of Clipper games, and he's been just what the doctor ordered. Awesome shooting tonight. He cut pace with Kuzma, who couldn't miss the entire first quarter. I think he had 23 points in the first quarter. He kept pace with him the whole first half. So without Tobias Harris, the Lakers get out a little bit of a run there.
They have Tobias Harris is 9 for 14, 22 points.
Yeah.
Joel Embiid, what more can you say about Embiid?
I don't know what more he can do on a court.
37 points, 14 rebounds, and he was a game time decision. He still had like a little issue that he was going through. He gets the rebound.
Did you and he eat the same restaurant this week?
You know what? I don't know. I got through mine. Okay, I got through it yesterday, but we didn't go back and forth and give it to each other. But hey, he gets that rebound and takes the ball end to end. You got a 7 foot going end to end, how impressive his athletic ability.
There's only one other player in basketball that you think of with that kind of size and that kind of athletic ability. The Greek Freak, maybe, but I think it's Zion in college. Those three guys are in the entire world of basketball at that size that can move like that.
It's incredible what he can do, and when he dominates a game, you look at this team, and just you got Redick the other night scores 34. Tonight he's got 21.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler, 15 points today, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, only 31 minutes. Like, you don't need, not one player on this team has to take the floor thinking, hey, I need to dominate tonight.
Right. Yeah.
Every one of those guys can go out there and play their game and beat their man and focus on their keys and do what they have to do without going, oh, I got to take over the game. I have to dominate. You look at the last time Sixers went to the finals, and it was Allen Iverson, and he was the league MVP. But if AI was off, you know they're going to lose the game. Here, if any one of these five is off, they're okay.
This is the deepest Sixers team I can remember since 83.
They're deeper than that team, too, right?
I'm not going to tell you because I didn't see a lot of them.
We were too young to analyze that. But
I'll tell you, this is a better team. It's a deeper team than the 0-1 team.
Yeah.
Well, maybe double. That's how deep this team is. So they're not relying on one. They're not relying on two. They're not relying on three guys. There's five guys here that can step up and win a game for them.
And then you got a bench.
Then you have games like tonight when you've got seven guys in double. How many guys do they have in double digits tonight?
Six, because Ben Simmons only had eight. And Ben Simmons shoots 3 for 13. And I want to get into Ben Simmons and Magic Johnson, and we'll get into that. But first thing I want to know from everybody out there, do you think right now this Sixers team can win it all? Can they win? Not just get to the finals, not just be the team that, hey, competes and, yeah, they went out there and they got there and great job winning the East and they go out in five against Golden State with the token victory. No, I firmly believe right now, because I feel like they can only get better. Seeing what they did in their first two games together, as Brett Brown said the other night, my play sheet was frugal. You never hear a coach say, yeah, right. My play sheet was frugal because the guys just got off the plane. I barely had any time to work with them. That play sheet's going to go from frugal to whatever the opposite is of frugal, right? It's going to be extensive. He's going to have plays designed for each guy. And I know a lot of this is going to fall on Brett Brown. And a lot of people that I talked to yesterday were like, Brett Brown is on the hot seat here because he now has the team, right, Darren? He now has the team. How far can he take these guys? And it's going to fall on him. I know last year he got out-coached against Boston, but I think that Brett Brown now has the team. It doesn't scare me. I don't think he's going to get out-schemed. A lot of people have those concerns. He's going to get out-coached, out-schemed.
I still worry about Brett Brown. There's a couple of things about him that I worry about. Number one, when you speak of his playbook, I don't know another NBA coach whose playbook consists of point guard, bring it up, cross the half-court line, pass to the first open guy, shoot. That happens way too much with this
team.
Now they're moving that ball around. Maybe it was because they didn't have the right personnel. Okay, and I'll give them that. The other thing is, when the other team can go on a run, he still fails to. Now, tonight, they didn't even have that opportunity. The Lakers never really went on a crazy run to get to come back. It wasn't like a 12-2 or it was never a 14-4.
You want him to call the timeout.
I want him to call the timeout and slow it down every once in a while. Once in a while. You don't have to do it. But when the game is starting to slip and get away, call the timeout. That's why you have them.
But if that's the biggest concern with Brett Brown, the timeout call when teams are, and sometimes
I don't want to kill Brett Brown. Those are my concerns.
Yeah, there are times where I understand his logic for doing it, for not doing it, for wanting to, for bringing, letting the guys work through it.
Right.
You know, whatever these are, you know, these are little things, and it is going to be a big day. I want to see what they do Tuesday night, and I want to see him go against Stevens and get a W and see him put the team out there and see the scheme work and all that. But I firmly believe that this team, as good as they played in two games, not knowing each other, can only get better. And I'm of the mindset now, hey, they got a shot. They can go out there. They can win it all this year. I need to see him win Tuesday.
I want to see them beat that team handily. I want to see them beat that team with all five players like they've done the last two nights.
Oh, wait. So now you're saying if they don't beat them handily?
Not handily. I want to see them. I want to see them control that game.
A buzzer beater doesn't do it for you.
It would concern me considering how banged up and how poorly the Celtics are playing and how healthy and well the Sixers are playing. And the fact that they, you tell me there's one player on the Sixer roster that was here last year doesn't have this game circled.
Oh, of course.
Embiid's got this game circled.
Of course.
Ben Simmons has this game circled.
Of course.
JJ Redick's got this game circled. My boy TJ McConnell's got this game circled.
I'm optimistic about Tuesday night.
I want to see them throttle that team Tuesday night.
I'm looking forward to that. I think they got a team right now that can do this thing. They can go all the way. 610-632-0975. Corey John, hang on. We'll get to you next. Rob Motti, Darren DeGaetano, 97.5, The Fanatic.
You know, my son Justin always struggled with the idea of going to school. After spending a year in college, I could tell it wasn't the right fit for him. We heard an ad for Connecticut School of Broadcasting and decided to check it out. Justin enrolled and everything just seemed to click from there. It was the most rewarding experience as a parent to see my son excited and actually get up and go to class. He found his passion in video editing and spent hours outside of the classroom creating content. Since graduating, Justin's been able to put that passion to work as a corporate videographer. Well, you know how it goes. When the kid's happy, the mom's happy.
People ask me all the time, why Connecticut School of Broadcasting? Well, as a graduate of the school and now an instructor, I'm able to show students what I'm actually doing with my broadcasting career. And it's a pleasure to be able to help mold students into the type of employees I would want to hire. Many times students become colleagues. Creating a professional media network starts with that instructor-to-student relationship that you could only get at Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Visit GoCSB.com for more information. Day and evening classes begin in March. Connecticut School of Broadcasting in Cherry Hill.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today. And then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour. So you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Now save up to 50% at the Big Chair event. That's up to 50% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 16th, 2019.
Spilled your red, red wine? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back on track quicker. Bounty. The quicker picker-up.
Go to 975thefanatic.com and listen to Natalie Eganoff talk with our friends from the Atlantic City Car Show and Auction happening this Friday through Sunday at the AC Convention Center.
Attention timeshare owners. Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the Freedom Process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 855-765-CANCEL. That's 855-765-CANCEL. 855-765-CANCEL. Or come meet us face-to-face at your local office. TimeshareFreedomGroup.com.
This Valentine's Day, show her she's loved with the perfect gift from Pandora Jewelry. Explore new bracelets, charms, rings, earrings, and necklaces. Hand-finished with playful details and sweet engravings that send personal messages of love. Shopping last minute? Choose from Pandora Jewelry's selection of ready-made gift sets. This Valentine's Day, shop Pandora Jewelry and win her heart with the perfect gift.
For the one you love, come to Pandora in the Defert Mall.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Guys, you can achieve greater sexual performance no matter your age. Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates is helping men with Gainswave, a revolutionary ED treatment. You'll have a more satisfying experience that will last longer. Gainswave requires no shots, no pills, and you can be spontaneous again. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology, text the word CURE to 797979. That's CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979.
Marzetta and Trey in the morning. Argano and Martinez, middays. Missinelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Here we go!
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. From the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
JJ, checked by LeBron, takes him off the dribble to the left side of Embiid, fakes a three, drives on Chandler down the lane. Oh, yeah! A two-hand slam by Joel Embiid!
I can listen to Tom McGinnis all day making
calls. He's the greatest.
And he does it all by himself.
Oh, baby. I just love I worked with him for a long time.
Yeah.
A long time. I produced a lot of Sixer games with Tom. He is the most gentle man
you'll
ever meet in your life. And he's the greatest broadcaster in basketball history, without question.
That is Darren DeGatano. I'm Rob Motti. 610-632-0975. We're here until what time? We're here till 9 o'clock. I don't know. We can go all night long because we're both fired up about these Sixers. I'm so fired up. I think they could win the NBA title. Yeah, you want to see them.
I want to see them beat Boston before I go, because I'm not sure they can win the East yet. I think they can. I just need to see them beat Boston. I think they're good enough to beat Milwaukee now. I think they're good enough to beat Toronto now. I think they're good enough to beat Indiana now in a series. But for some reason, because Boston has their number and the Sixers know it. So I want to see Tuesday night.
As long as they avoid that 4-5 matchup, and I think they will. They got a shot. They got a shot to really finish three or and avoid it, because Indiana will drop off. 610-632-0975. We want to know what you feel about the Sixers after seeing this group together for two games. Do you think? Are you convinced that this is it? They have the team right now to go all the way. Do you need to see more? 610-632-0975. Let's take Corey in Pottstown. You're on 97.5. Fanatic. What's up, Corey?
I'm still excited. Hey, guys, real quick. I got 3 points of why I think over the last two games where I think why the Sixers will make it to the finals. But I want to rebut one thing of you guys right now. There were two instances tonight where Sixers were up 12. Lakers scored 3 points early, 6 points early in the third quarter. Brett Brown called a timeout.
He did tonight.
Early in the fourth quarter, they were up 20. Lakers scored 4 points, and I thought it was a little meaningless, little 4 points. And Brett Brown called a timeout. They went on a 7-0 run right
take
after that.
Take that, Darren. So, he got your timeout.
Listening. Brett Brown is listening to the criticism then. That's good.
So he is learning. Here's three things that I've seen over the last two games that are telling me Sixers can get to the finals and can win it. In the Denver game, they had two spurts, 3 minutes and 8 seconds, 5 minutes and 42 seconds, where they didn't score a field goal and didn't lose the lead. I mean, if we had said that about the Sixers a couple of years ago, they would have been down 10 or 15 points.
That's because the rest of the game, Corey, they were lights out, man. I mean, they weren't missing.
Absolutely.
And their defense was solid in that Denver game.
The shot of the game for me, Corey, was Mike Scott. He throws up a shot from 60 feet or whatever, and it looks like it's going over the basket. It just banks in. I'm like, hey, you know what? They're not missing anything tonight. It's just going to be one of those.
All right, Corey, can they win it all? Can they win it all? You're convinced?
They can absolutely win it all. They got the best starting five in the league.
I'm with you. I appreciate the call, man. Thank you. Hey, see that?
Do you really think they can beat Golden State now?
Why
you're
not?
You're convinced.
They beat them a week ago.
But not a seven-game series, man. I think they can hang with them. They clearly can hang with them. They beat them on their home court.
I'm not about hanging with anybody. Hanging with anybody doesn't do anything for me.
Let me see if they can get over the Boston hump, and I'm going to ride that horse with you.
All right. If they win by double digits Tuesday night, and we get to do this again next week, or whenever we do it again, I'm holding you to it.
All right.
You're on the Sixers can win it all bandwagon, just like I am. John and Gladwin, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, John?
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Fantastic.
Yeah, I got something that's driving me nuts that I want to talk about. But regarding getting to the finals, I think they can get there, and I think they're a good matchup. And I think Boston would rather not play them and rather play other teams. But what's driving me nuts is I'm hearing certain sports talk hosts and callers that this current team now is Hinkie is responsible for this team. This is driving me nuts. Let me point a couple things out. His first three picks didn't work out. Embiid fell in his lap because he was injured. And
fell in his lap, but he did draft him, right?
Who do you credit for him? If you're not going to give Hinkie credit for Embiid, who are you giving credit to for him?
Well, I give him credit but he wanted Wiggins.
Mm-hmm.
According to Basketball Insiders, if he could have moved up, he would have took Wiggins.
Everybody wanted Wiggins. He took Embiid while he was hurt and knew he wouldn't play for the first year. That's a pretty big risk.
Well, I don't see how you had to take him at that point. What was left?
Okay.
Taking a healthy player.
You don't like Hinkie. Go on.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, now, then you go to Simmons, okay? He didn't draft. We don't know if he would have drafted Simmons because he was big into the analytics, and he may not have went there because I believe that if you went that way, you might have been looking at him taking Ingram. Maybe, maybe not. We don't know. Okay? Then they say Colangelo messed everything up. Well, he made some mistakes, but he brought Redick in, and he did a good job managing the cap. Okay? And
he also drafted Fultz and made a deal for him.
Yes, but we don't know that he's a total bust yet. And we don't know.
You don't know that Markell's a bust?
Yeah, we don't know he's a total bust.
He's a bust because he's a Sixers bust.
Yeah. He's a bust for the franchise. No question, John.
He could go on and have a great career. And John, I appreciate the call. He's clearly not. He doesn't want to be a Sam Hinkie guy.
And I am not what you would call
a Hinkieite
processor or a Hinkieite. Mm-hmm. It bothered me that they lost so poorly and so badly for so long.
But you're reaping the benefits now.
We are. But this wasn't guaranteed.
Okay?
This was not guaranteed. And I'll even give Hinkie credit for Ben Simmons. Because there's no way he would not have drafted him. Mm-hmm. He was so by far and away the top prospect that year. By a country mile. So I know he would have taken him. But the process was not just drafting top five players. Part of the process was clearing salary cap. This team was dead in salary cap. They were drowning for year after year after year. He cleared so much cap space out, got the picks and got the assets to move. That the signing of like a trading for like, you know, like a Butler, the signing of free agents is part of the process.
Accumulating the assets to put them in position where they can get make these deals.
To me, yeah, it's more than just the draft. It's being able to make the trades and make the free agent signings. If they like trying, whoever thought they would have been able to be in a position to sign LeBron James? Never in a million years, a few years ago.
And look at the Butler trade, right? Covington and Saric, those were Hinkie guys. He brought them in here. He put them in position to where they can get Jimmy Butler.
Right.
I know the three of the drafts did not. Okafor did not work out. Nerlens Noel did not work out. Michael Carter Williams, but you traded Michael Carter Williams. And
you got a lot more from Michael Carter Williams than you ever thought.
This is a team that would have been stuck in that, 38-44 win.
It was a nightmare where
you have no shot at winning an NBA title. Yeah. You're just going to be right there in the middle of the pack, whether you're a 6 seed, 7 seed, 8 seed, outside looking in. No chance whatsoever to win an NBA title. It took something drastic to put them in position to where perhaps they could be where they are now. You're right.
And
it's not guaranteed.
It's the NBA's fault, by the way.
It's not guaranteed.
The league handicaps teams when they get into these salary hell positions.
Yeah.
But you're not guaranteed it. So, look, a year or maybe even two, okay. But it sure felt, I mean, it was a number of years there. It was 3+ years. Of just the dreadful basketball, of clear decisions to lose, and I had had enough. And so that's why I would not necessarily put myself as a process or a Hinkieite. I appreciate what he tried to do. I just thought he took too much time.
He took a lot of time. I think he did the best that he could do. I wanted to see him stick around for the long haul.
Right.
I don't know if he stuck around to see it through, if they'd be here right now. So I look at it like this. It's the best case scenario for fans. He got you to where you can get to this point.
Right.
And here they are with Elton Brand.
With Elton Brand. E-Trade, right? What a great nickname that is for him. I love E-Trade. And we got to get into nicknames tonight because I feel like everybody and their mother wants to put a nickname on this Sixer team.
You got one, Dutchie.
Yes, I do. But that has to happen organically.
Yeah.
It wasn't just thrown on me. But, you know, don't make up a nickname. But anyway, getting back to GMs. Elton Brand has done a phenomenal job this past couple of weeks realizing what the team needed. He strengthened the bench. He brought in the shooters.
Yeah.
And they're a totally different team. So instead of focusing more on Hinkie tonight, and I appreciate John's call, you know, let's talk about E-Trade and all his moves.
Yeah, executive of the year kind of guy, kind of deal.
Well, the GM's in this town right now.
What we're talking about tonight, after this win, after the win against Denver, I feel that this team, yesterday I said the Phillies were in a better position to win in 2019 than the Sixers. It took me 24 hours to change my mind. Hey, we reserve the right in this business to change your mind.
Yes.
And sometimes, you know, it's not like calling somebody saying this guy's never going to be a player and then he ends up being a player. This is, I didn't think that the Sixers could win it all this year. I thought the Phillies are in a better spot because I was assuming they're still, and I still think they can end up with Bryce Harper and make some deals and they have a chance. And it's different in Major League Baseball because once you get in, you have a chance. It's not like the NBA.
Correct. But it goes back to my earlier point about when you try and think of a team, can they win it all? What are their chances of winning it all? And if you look at the Phillies, boy, they got to win a tough NL East. Right now,
yeah,
people don't think
it is,
but it's a tough. That's a tough division.
Tough.
You got to win the East. That's tough too.
Yeah,
the NL East rather. After that, and then you got to try and go beat Boston or whoever you're going to have to play in the World Series. So, it's a long road. It's a tough road for Phillies right now.
It is a tough road, and here we are, 24 hours later. I'm saying I think the Sixers, this team, because I think they're only going to get better. They're only going to get better. Let's hear from Dominic in South Philly. You're on 975 The Fanatic. What's up, Dom?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you, man?
Hey, Dom.
Oh, my God. My blood is boiling, like, ridiculously because...
Boiling? Like, you're not happy?
Well, no. I'm ecstatic about...
Oh, okay. All right.
I don't understand what the last guy calling. I don't get when you want to call and tell me, Jim Hinkie did this wrong. I don't get it. Or Colangelo, listen.
Yeah, tonight's not the night for that, Dom.
I was all for Hinkie. I was all for Colangelo also because I want to see them do well. But I was a Hinkieite. Mm-hmm. That being said, that didn't make me change my mind about Colangelo. Be happy. Think of this. All right, we were supposed to be winless for Wiggins. All right, well, guess what? We got lucky and we got Embiid. Simmons is the only thing that really worked out like how it was supposed to, but it doesn't matter. Right now, we are where we are because that path brought us to this. So it's like the path, like, oh, my God, you had this ex-girlfriend who was a terrible girl who cheated on you. You had this girl who was a good girl, but you treated like crap and she left you. Guess what? But it brought you to this beautiful wife you got today. Love.
I like that analogy, Dom. Wait. I like that analogy, but are you saying you ended up with the girl, married her, who's a great wife, who did cheat on you, or you moved on? Oh,
okay. We got that girl. We wound up with the best thing in the world. Why are you going to cry about, you're really crying about Hinkie?
It's enough for that.
I hear you.
We got the greatest thing going on right now. We should be ecstatic. And listen, I really think we're going to keep the core. I'm so impressed with Elton Brand, so impressed. I think that it's the sky is the limit. And I really believe that with the Phillies because I know, Rob, you're a big fan. I know we have, like, great things ahead. I'm very excited.
Sorry. All right, man.
Great things ahead is
thanks,
great way
Tom. I appreciate the call.
It's going to be a fun spring, man.
It
really is.
It's going to be a fun spring, and I'm counting the days, man. 17 days. I know we got snow coming in tomorrow. We got snow the next
day. Two nights.
I'm going to be in Florida.
When do you leave for Clearwater?
I'm February 27.
Okay.
27, I'll be there all of March.
You got a couple weeks.
In fact, I'm going to be there so long that the stinking Major League Baseball screwed me over this year by starting the season back here at Citizens Bank Park. So I'm missing the first three games because I'm not cutting short Florida. I'm staying till the end of March, and they're playing March 28. Like, every year they start on the road.
Always.
They're starting March 28 here since. So I'm like,
Atlanta.
I think it's Atlanta. Atlanta
they've
here.
They've been opening up with odd teams the last few years, I feel like.
They've opened
with Kansas City a couple
times. Texas one year.
Texas.
Kansas City. Some weird stuff.
Yeah, so that's unusual to hear them open up against the Braves at home.
Oh, man, I can't wait to get to Florida. Scott in Vineland, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Scott?
Brother Rob, what's going on?
My man, I missed you last week. I was in Atlanta. I was like, I need my Scott.
what's your partner in crime? I want to introduce myself to him.
That's hey, Darren DeGatano.
What's up, man?
How you doing, Scott?
Good. Fellas, I missed the game. I was out with my lady, but hearing Tom McGinnis was just man, oh man, we was in BJ's. I'm just like tuned in like I was at the game. I met him 2 years ago. What a great man. Like, you stole my thunder. Does the whole thing by himself.
Yeah.
He's the only one. Gotta go home losing 50 pounds sweating on the mic. But I just, man, I'm just, let's get to the game, man. I just want to give awards out to everybody. What a game, man. Again, just hearing it. And Mr. Brand, thank you so much. A lot of people doubted him. I heard a guy, yeah, because he came from the D-League, but he's not long removed from the game.
Mm-hmm.
Knows role players because he was one and was well-respected. Yeah. And, man, look, just look what the man's done. Look what he's done.
In just 4 months, too, Scott, in short time.
Man, oh, man, oh, man. I don't even know what to say, man. It's quite a splash
you made in the last 10 days. It's unlike any first-year GM I can ever remember.
So, Scott, can they win it all? Can they win it all this year, in your mind?
It all depends on the gelling part, the camaraderie, just mm-hmm. gelling together. That's the only thing that worries me. Let me give you two examples. It took LeBron, Bosh, and Wade a little while, but then I'm way older than you guys, but when Moses came here, of course, with Doc, you saw how that gelled. That was just 1 year, and look where it got them. So I'm kind of straddled the fence, you know, again, you know, LeBron, D. Wade, and Chris Bosh thing, but then again, look at the Moses thing. Answer your question, I think they can. Just, you know, getting the camaraderie together, fellas. Man, what's
that's
the
my
Phillies,
all-time favorite Sixer, and I know he didn't spend his entire career here. He
Moses?
Was here for,
oh yeah, oh yeah.
You know, when you think about it, he was probably here for a cup of coffee and a song out of his whole career. But he's my favorite Sixer of all time. What he brought to this team, I just love that man.
Oh yeah, I mean, look how he honored him, man, with the statue and at the game, and he wanted all his teammates around that banner they hung up. But
Scott,
It took too long.
I'm thinking to myself the whole night. I'm like, why did it take till now?
Exactly.
Scott, man, I appreciate you. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. My weekend ain't complete until I hear from Scott. You know, it's not complete. Let's go to Andrew and Bluebell. You're on 975 The Fanatic. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Andrew.
Awesome.
I wanted to get your take on the report that Magic Johnson came out with today saying that Ben Simmons has requested a meeting with, or not a meeting, but they're trying to, I guess he's trying to pick his brain on his game.
You know,
I wanted to see how you guys feel about that.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that. I wanted to work that in here. And my problem isn't with Magic because he said
I completely agree
that
with you
Ben
here.
Simmons reached out to him to work with him.
Ben, that's
from my perspective, Ben Simmons wanting to reach out to Magic, the issue, if you have one, should be with Ben, not Magic, because Magic's like, hey, if the league allows it, if it's not tampering, sure, I'd be happy to work with him. He's trying to be a magnanimous guy. But there are so many different guys you can go out there work with. Just look at Tobias Harris, for example.
Yeah.
He works with the Iceman, George Gervin. He works with Dale Ellis. There are so many former players that you can work with.
Right. Just because Magic is tall
that
like
Lakers,
you.
Yeah.
Exactly. Does not mean that you have to go to Magic Johnson.
Andrew, it's kind of a concern. It is a concern for me.
Well, my thing is, I guess, they do have similar games, but mm-hmm. Ben Simmons is already so good at emulating Magic's game that I think he would have more value getting lessons from somebody who he could actually gain something from.
Agree with you 100%. Yes.
Something like that. Like, yeah. I don't see what he has to gain from working with Magic because, you know, they're the same player already. He needs to gain more skills.
It's a little too much trying to get ensconced in L.A. for me right now. You know, just there's a lot of guys within your own organization you can work with.
Yeah.
So
do you think he would take the qualifying offer?
I think he's going to. I would be absolutely surprised if he doesn't. He's going to take that, and if he doesn't, then that speaks volumes right there. But I think he does. I don't think you have to be concerned about him leaving yet. But hey, and I appreciate the call, Andrew. Thank you for bringing that up. If that is the case, man, if that is the case, that's what he wants to do, and if in the back of his mind,
if that's his way of kind of starting that relationship,
man,
that would really bother
because
me.
Because Andrew hit it right on the head, and I was going to say that too. Like, he is already, Magic wasn't known for being an incredible shooter.
Right.
So if you're going to want the aspect of Ben's game that he needs to work on is his shooting. I would rather see him work with a former player who
was a great shooter.
Yeah.
Exactly. Work on somebody who excels in where you lack. not someone who you're
does Ray Allen work,
baby brother of that player.
Does Ray Allen work for any team in the NBA right now?
There's a great guy who should work with.
Does Ray Allen work for, now I'm looking that up right away. Like, is he part of any team?
It doesn't matter. He's not a Laker, and he can shoot. So he's a guy. If you're going to ask Magic Johnson, there's two dozen guys you can ask before Magic.
I don't know where he is.
We have that sound, the Magic responding to that.
We'll get that later. Yeah, so it was Magic. I'm interested in hearing. And you know what? I'm going to check my email and see if I have any of it yet, because I'm sure someone asked Ben Simmons about that after the game. So I'm going to look for that and see. My issue isn't with Magic, because it's more with Ben Simmons. Hey, find somebody else to work with. And you know what? If I'm the NBA, no, that is a problem. You should not allow that. Like,
no,
Magic said he's going to check with the NBA. That should be a problem, that you can work with other players on other teams in the offseason. A lot of guys work out together, stuff like that. But to seek the mentorship or getting tutored by,
of
working
the general
with
manager of the other team.
Somebody in the front office of another team.
Whatever his title is.
You can easily develop a relationship that could lead. I mean, clearly, that's.
No, I'll be surprised.
The NBA cannot allow
that.
They can't. They absolutely cannot allow that. So we could get into that too as well here. I want to know how you feel about the Sixers team right now. I'm after two games together, I'm already convinced they can win it all this year. Darren wants to see what they do Tuesday night against Boston before he comes all the way over.
I'll go all in then.
You'll go all in.
They win again. Show me you can get over this Boston hump Tuesday night. I'm all in, baby.
And also, this Ben Simmons, Magic Johnson thing. I don't have an issue with Magic on it. I'm a little concerned when it comes to Ben Simmons. How do you feel about that? 610-632-0975. Rob Motti with Darren DeGaetano, 97.5, The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Gappel here, serial entrepreneur. Doing payroll is no longer a headache for our customer, Jeff.
I've used various payroll providers in the past, and none can hold a candle to Patriot Software. Their software is ridiculously easy to use. The support staff is knowledgeable and courteous. I am very excited that Patriot Software files my tax forms for me, not just providing the forms like other payroll companies do. As a business owner, managing payroll has been a long-time headache that I no longer struggle with, thanks to Patriot Software. I definitely rate your company 5 out of 5 stars.
Go to PatriotSoftware.com to get your payroll pricing for up to 100 employees. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Philadelphia and Wilmington? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our 3-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Philadelphia and Wilmington area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Philadelphia and Wilmington are perfect markets for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
The Delaware Bluecoats have arrived in Wilmington. The all-new 76ers Fieldhouse is now open for fast-paced and high-flying NBA G League basketball. Group packages start at just $10 a ticket and include access to unparalleled fan experiences like high-five tunnels, captain's huddle, and post-game free throws. Book your group outing today. More information at Sixers.com/Bluecoats. That's Sixers.com/Bluecoats. Join the revolution today.
Springtime is almost here. It's the perfect time to tackle the next job on your list. And AutoZone has the free services to help you do it. Like our free loaner tool program. You can choose from over 100 specialty tools, borrow the one you need, and get the job done right. Got more to do? We've got more for you to do it. And right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic or Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for $17.99 after a $15 AutoZone gift card by mail. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Deposit required. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour, so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Now save up to 50% at the Big Chair event. That's up to 50% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 16th, 2019.
I can't believe it.
That we're in an elevator with a puma?
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Could you hit 7 for me? Okay, no need to. That's fine. I'm good.
Believe it. Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Right now at CVS Pharmacy, you can earn up to 50 extra bucks rewards each year just for filling prescriptions. Which means the medicines you take to stay healthy might also do a little something for the health of your wallet. So visit your local CVS Pharmacy to sign up and start earning up to 50 extra bucks rewards on prescriptions. Terms and conditions apply. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other state restrictions apply. See CVS.com/RX rewards or the pharmacy for details.
Napa Know How.
Why get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $28.99? Because that's a good price for high-performance oil. And nobody wants mediocre performance. I mean, when's the last time your boss said, here's a raise for being average? That's right, never. Castrol Edge Full Synthetic, just $28.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 2/28/19.
Go to 975thefanatic.com and listen to Natalie Eganoff talk with our friends from the Atlantic City Car Show and Auction happening this Friday through Sunday at the AC Convention Center.
Sports talk for Broomall and all of Delco.
975 The Fanatic.
The Fanatic, Rob Motti with Darren DeGaetano here till 9, 610-632-0975. We have this sound from Magic Johnson on what he said about Ben Simmons. We'll hear that in a few minutes. And Brian McLaughlin back there doing a great job working on getting Ben Simmons actually responded.
That I want to hear. I haven't heard yet.
Yeah, I knew he'd be asked after the game. So I just was going through the quote sheets because the Sixers do a great job of having them transcribed by the interns and they email them out to the media. That wasn't listed on there, and I can understand why they don't want to have
that
question wasn't on there. But he was asked. He did say he had a response for it, and we'll get that for you, and we will play it. Eddie in South Philly, you're on 975 The Fanatic. What's up, Eddie?
What's up, Rob? How you doing, Bob?
Fantastic, man.
Yo, you're my boy. We played softball together. You know this, but you guys let me roll, buddy. I agree with Darren. Let me see them do it against the Raptors.
Wait, we played softball or baseball together, Eddie?
Softball.
In
Granite Hand Playground.
Where?
Granite Hand Playground.
Okay. All right. Nice.
You agree? Football team.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Years ago.
Yeah. It's been a while.
Now, listen. Mm-hmm. Let me see them do it against the Raptors and the Celtics and even the Bucks. And then we'll start talking about championship.
Bucks are a good team, too. You're right, Eddie.
You know, because guess what? Last week, what did the Raptors do to them? They came into town. What did they do to them? They pretty much embarrassed them.
Yeah,
on our home floor.
That was before the trade, though, Eddie.
I know. It was before the trade. But still, I want to see them do it against them guys.
I worry about Toronto a little bit, too. But for me with Boston, it's the mental block that I worry about.
Absolutely.
You can be a 10 times better basketball team, but if that mental block is there, you're going to struggle.
They're our kryptonite, bottom line.
Exactly.
I mean, it is what it is. And also, with the Raptors getting Gasol, they improved their team, too.
Yeah, they did. They upgraded their roster. It's not going to be easy coming out of the East. You're right. It's not going to be easy to come out of the East. And if I don't think it's going to end up being a 4-5 matchup with Boston in the first round anymore, because I think Indiana's going to slip to 6 or 7. If it were a first round matchup with Boston, it'd be hard for them to come out of that. I'm so impressed with what they've done in the first two games together with so little time working together, Eddie, that I think this team, once they start to get to know each other's tendencies and develop some chemistry and some camaraderie, they're going to be even 10 times better than they were in these first two.
Here's what I'd say. I'm a big Brett Brown fan, so to me, once you get paid to start five, their bench is a little iffy. So it's a matter of how he works them into the game.
Yeah.
And what I've seen so far, I don't really like. But I'm not a Brett Brown fan, so we'll see what happens. But like, their starting five is probably the second best in the NBA. So I'll roll with that any day. But their bench to me is a little iffy.
It's better than it was. But it's still iffy, you're right, Ed.
All right, Eddie. Appreciate the call, man. Thank you for that. Toronto's another team. He's with you. He's not convinced yet. And Toronto's where I was yesterday.
And Toronto's a team that really has owned them physically.
Yeah.
And
they got better. They did get better.
And they got better as well.
They got better at the trade.
Like, that's another team. I'm, you know, 7-game series, man.
It's not an easy conference. What you want to see, right? What you hope for is that it breaks down in such a way. 2 years ago, when the Eagles won the Super Bowl, I said the only matchup I did not like for the Eagles was the Saints in the playoffs. And it happened that the Saints
lose
on the Minneapolis Miracle. And I said, listen, the Eagles can get to this Super Bowl, but I was concerned. I said the only team that's going to prevent them could be the Saints. They've won at the link. Drew Brees.
They had the quarterback. They had the offense to beat the Eagles defense last year. Minnesota didn't have the offense to beat the Eagles defense. Atlanta didn't have the offense to beat the Eagles defense either. They almost did, but they didn't. That's why I thought the Saints were the only shot of winning or of us losing.
And for the Sixers now, what you need for them is for the pieces to fall into place, right? So in the first round, you get a 3-6 matchup with Brooklyn. Yeah. I know the Nets have had their number this year. Twice they beat
them.
But I think this Sixers team is more talented, better starting five. They can't lose a first-round matchup to the Nets. Ugh. And then maybe someone else knocks off Boston. So where you don't have to see them.
Okay.
And that makes your path a little bit. And then maybe I like the Sixers' chances against Milwaukee more so than I do against Boston or Toronto. I think they can beat Milwaukee. I know it's a tough matchup, but if they have to go through Milwaukee, I think it's easier for them. Not that it's an easy series, but if I had to choose Milwaukee, Toronto, or Boston, I'd say Milwaukee. And I know they're the number one team right now in the East. I kind of like that one a little bit better. So we don't know how it's going to break down or how it's going to go. I'm looking at
26 games left, right?
26 games. So much can happen.
A lot can happen. They can move up quick. I mean, they're not going to lose a lot of games the rest of the way.
I don't think they can go anywhere past. They're 4.5 behind Toronto. That's a lot to make up, a lot of ground to make up with 26 games left. So I think they're going to end up in a 3. I got to look at that bracket. So it goes 1-8, 2-7, 3-6, and a 4-5. Yeah. So when last year they were a 3-6, they won at the 3. Then they played Boston, who was a 2, right? Boston was a 2 seed last year. So then this year it could
be. Indiana was the one, right?
Yeah, it could be where they play Toronto. I gotta look at that bracket. But you know what? Let's hear this sound from what Magic Johnson had to say pregame about Ben Simmons asking him to work out in the offseason.
He reached out to me, not to me directly, to the Lakers to find out if we can get together this summer. I said, hey, you got to clear it with the league. And got everybody, the Sixers sign off, we sign off, the league sign off. There's not nothing going on, but he wants to know how to play the position as a big guard, da 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 da. It's fine. You know, I will do that. But if everybody doesn't sign off, then we can't get together.
The thing that bothers me most about that, Rob, is that he directly, at least according to that quote, directly reached out. Maybe he didn't reach out to Magic, but he directly reached out to a Laker representative.
So who's
there's chain of command? Look, I come from this chain of command.
Yeah.
When I work for somebody, or if I, even if, like, to my dad, like, if it's a family matter, I'm going up the chain first, right? You got to go up the chain. Let me go to my general manager. Let me go to E-Trade and say, I would like an opportunity to work with Magic. What do you think about it? And if you're okay with it, can you then make a phone call out to L.A. and see if you can run that down their flagpole?
Yeah, he absolutely has to ask the 76ers for permission. And did he?
I don't know that. Maybe he did, but according to that quote, he didn't.
We're going to get in a little bit. We're going to hear what Ben Simmons had to say about that. But again, hearing that, I have no problem with Magic Johnson. I don't know why he needed to discuss this today, but he was probably asked about it. If there was a report, or if he was asked about it, and he's directly answering a question. Now, this is where I wish, all right, man, I wish I was down there and I could have been part of that to see what the context of that conversation was like. But if this was Magic volunteering that information without having a question set it up, then I'm like, hey, Magic, why you got to air that? Why you got to let people know? And especially before the game, like, that's something where you and Ben maybe ought to discuss this, or wait, right? Wait until the league and the teams give permission for it before it becomes public knowledge. But now, by putting it out there,
there's nothing
we're all
positive that
it.
Comes out about that, right? There's nothing, there's no positive spin you can put on that story right now.
So now I went from having no issue with Magic Johnson to like, oh, you know what? I don't know. And Brian, do we know what the question was that precipitated that?
I didn't hear the question before it, but I don't think Magic Johnson needs to be saying that today. I really don't. Like, Ben may have just said something off-putting, like, hey, I would love to, get in your head a little bit. And the Magic makes it this whole big deal. I think he's a snake, so I'm sorry. That's me personally. I don't think that information needs to be out there today.
Yeah, especially if it wasn't a question about it. If he just offered out that information, that's unprofessional.
It's totally unprofessional, in my opinion. I don't think anybody asked, hey, Magic, are you and Ben going to get together?
Why would anybody ask?
I'm gonna call somebody down there during the next break and ask to see what the context of that conversation was like, because if that was volunteered by Magic, then I got a slight problem with him there.
But that's unprofessional.
If he was answering a question, then it might be different. I also want to hear what Ben had to say. Let's go to Coach John here on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Coach?
Hey, let me tell you, I was at the game, and the atmosphere in the building was amazing. That's as good as it gets. They were fired up. The fans are excited.
Crowds have been great down there for the last 2 years.
Yeah, but it was a different feeling today. And I remember the Sixers in the early 70s were horrible. Then all of a sudden, Dr. J came in, and they had McGinnis. And that team, for about 5 or 6 years, had an amazing run, even though they only won one championship. And I think we're right at the beginning of that same type of run where we're going to see a team out on the court for 6 or 7 years that's just going to compete for a championship every year.
Yeah, and you know what? That team at points during the playoff run had trouble selling out. I remember hearing about, the Sixers couldn't, like, people would look back and say, is Philadelphia a basketball town? And the one thing that they would use as ammunition to say that Philly isn't a basketball town is looking back to the Sixers stretch with Doc and say, they couldn't sell out games during the playoffs. This team is selling out games, not only playoffs, but in regular season. The atmosphere, I have never seen a building louder than I did game 7 of both the Eastern Conference Finals and the semis in 2001. I'm on the court trying to write stories, and I'm like, this is the loudest. And I've covered the Super Bowl, the NFC Championship game, and I think part of that's being in an enclosed building. But that atmosphere is awesome, John.
It was great, and I love this squad. I think what he did on the bench, once he figures out his rotation, he had a comment. They were interviewing him after the game, and he said, at one point he looked on the court, and he had Embiid and Butler against their second team. And when you start thinking you're going to have 2 or 3 all-stars playing against second teams for most of the NBA competition they're playing, that's a big deal, man. That's a big deal. You're going to make runs in the second quarter where we were losing games in the early second quarter. Now we're going to be taking bigger leads. Big difference on just the flow of the game now. But I wanted to comment real quick on what the Lakers did.
Mm-hmm.
With LeBron and Magic, they are desperate right now to try and bring Showtime back to the Lakers. And you can just see their desperation. The situation with Anthony Davis, trying to take down New Orleans. And then I love what the owner did. As soon as the Lakers offered all those players, he leaked it just to screw up the Lakers locker room. And if I'm him, I would trade that. I would trade Anthony Davis to any team but the Lakers. And I think he's going to be looking in the summer, and he will do anything he can
not to trade Anthony Davis to the Lakers.
Well, and John, I appreciate the call. He's going to do,
or the Celtics, I hope.
He's going to do ultimately what's best for, you know, what's best for his team, for New Orleans. But that situation is, yeah, it was interesting
because New Orleans is a franchise. They're run by the same people that run the Saints. Mickey Loomis is the GM for both the Saints and the Pelicans. They're a team that wants to win. They're not afraid to spend money. Mm-hmm. The fact that Anthony Davis is having a problem down there, you know, I don't know. They need to go out and make another acquisition and help him out.
Well, at this point, he doesn't want to stay there. They got to move him. Like, could they resolve that relationship?
I think if anybody could do it, I know Mickey Loomis pretty well. Yeah. I think he could do it.
You think they can?
I think he can talk him down off the ledge.
I'll tell you what, if he ends up with the Lakers, and a lot of things can change. He ends up with the Lakers, maybe Thompson ends up there. I don't know what's going to happen in the offseason. That's going to be interesting. We're a long way off from the offseason. We got this season to go. I think this Sixers team can win it all. Darren still wants to see a little bit more. 610-632-0975. And also, Darren, we're going to hear from Ben Simmons, what he had to say in response to Magic Johnson.
And I have another problem with Magic saying that today. I'll tell you on the other side. You got
another issue with Magic,
yeah,
huh? Irvin Magic Johnson. 610-632-0975. Rob Motti, Darren DeGatano, 97.5, The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
December was the worst month in the stock market since 2009, and now January has turned out to be the best month Wall Street's seen since the 1980s. Is 2019 going to be a bull or bear market? Investors are looking to February 13th for answers. That's when some of the most well-known bulls and bears in the world will come together to discuss what you should do with your money right now, including how to know the exact date to sell any stock you own. Special guests include hedge fund manager Whitney Tilson, legendary bull Steve Sugarrood, and famed value investor Dan Ferris. The event will be hosted by Berkeley mathematician and PhD Dr. Richard Smith. Over the past decade, Dr. Smith has helped over 50,000 investors determine the perfect time to sell their investments for maximum profit. To learn about this major event and how you can attend absolutely free, go to InvestorSummit2019.com. That's InvestorSummit2019.com.
Valentine's Day is almost here. Get your girlfriend or wife a gift she will be proud to wear. Check out some of the pieces I'm wearing this week from Angelo and my friends at Family & Company Jewelers. They have an amazing selection of gifts at every price point. Whether it's a beautiful pair of diamond stud earrings or a simple timeless diamond pendant, Julie from Family & Company will make her fall in love with you all over again. Visit the showroom on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com. Family & Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
I can't believe it.
That we're in an elevator with a puma?
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Could you hit 7 for me? Okay, no need to. That's fine. I'm good.
Believe it. Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Napa Know How.
Why get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge full synthetic motor oil for $28.99? Because that's a good price for high performance oil. And nobody wants mediocre performance. I mean, when's the last time your boss said here's a raise for being average? That's right, never. Castrol Edge full synthetic, just $28.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 2/28/19.
Right now at CVS Pharmacy, you can earn up to 50 extra bucks rewards each year just for filling prescriptions. Which means the medicines you take to stay healthy might also do a little something for the health of your wallet. So visit your local CVS Pharmacy to sign up and start earning up to 50 extra bucks rewards on prescriptions. Terms and conditions apply. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other state restrictions apply. See CVS.com/RX rewards or the pharmacy for details.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour. So you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Now save up to 50% at the Big Chair event. That's up to 50% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 16th, 2019.
Spilled your red, red wine? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back on track quicker. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Find out where the Dietz & Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will be broadcasting from next. Just visit 975thefanatic.com. Dietz & Watson, the official meats and cheeses of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Listen, watch, and react. Farzana and Trey are on Twitch.tv. Just follow 975 The Fanatic.
Up top to Embiid, 3-ball by Joel, it's good. Embiid with his second tray in the game. And the Sixers open up an 8-point lead.
An 8-point lead on their way to a 23-point victory. 975, The Fanatic, Rob Motti, Darren DeGatano, 610-632-0975. This weekend's programming is brought to you by JL Freed Honda. Shopping for a new Honda? Look no further than JL Freed Honda on Route 309 in Montgomeryville. Visit jlfreedhonda.com, where value meets personal service. Joel Embiid today, 37 points. 14 rebounds, 3 assists in 32 minutes. That's an efficient game, won't you say?
I don't know what else he can do on the court. He's everywhere.
Is
he an MVP candidate? Is he the leading MVP candidate?
The Greek Freak has got to be a leading candidate, too. I would say Joel's probably, he's definitely finalist. He's got to be a finalist for NBA MVP. I want to hear what Ben Simmons had to say.
Before we play the Ben sound, hang on. I have one other theory about Magic.
You got another issue with him?
I mean, because it's no secret that there's a relationship between LeBron and Ben Simmons.
Yes.
There's no secret that when Ben's contract is up, that people have discussed the possibility of him signing with the Lakers.
Yeah, and
they use
Kendall Jenner's out there and all that stuff.
Now, what if Magic hears... Obviously, Magic hears this too, right? And and Brian said earlier, he's a snake. He can be.
So what if he's thinking, right?
Little access to Ben? Little extra access to Ben so I know what I'm getting into here?
Can't hurt, right?
Can't hurt, right?
All right. Let's hear, before we get to Tim, Drew, and Dan, let's hear what Ben Simmons had to say about Magic Johnson, reaching out to Magic Johnson.
Definitely. Trying to learn from somebody like that would be huge. You speak to him. He's been in multiple situations where he had to play the five, won a championship, and just a Hall of Famer. And one of those guys that, in terms of what position I'm in, 6'10 point guard, I think he can help.
Do you intend to ask the Sixers?
I'm not focusing on that right now. I'm focused on my team and what's going on, so maybe another time.
I'm not happy with that response.
I'm not happy with that either, because everything he said there doesn't make me think Magic Johnson is the guy. I'm looking for a guy who could play the five, who has won a championship,
You're not going to play the five here. You're not going to play.
You're not going to play the five here.
Like, go seek out Ray Allen. Go seek out Dale Ellis. Go seek out somebody who can knock down a three pointer. Or not. You know what? I don't need Ben Simmons to knock down a three pointer. But go find somebody who developed a 18 footer, a 16 footer.
Every attribute that you're trying to learn, Magic's not the guy to teach it to you.
Yeah, it's all right. I will say this: give him credit. Okay, I'm always a guy. I'm always looking for a positive in every situation. Give Ben Simmons credit for recognizing he needs to continue to work on and improve his game, and he wants to seek a Hall of Famer's input. And he's seeking that, and he recognizes that. So I want to give him a little bit of credit there. I have a concern with the fact that he's reaching out to Magic Johnson, but I want to give him some credit for wanting to improve his game.
As Steve Sable used to say to me, he would say, right church, wrong pew.
I like that one. I like that one. Tim in Elkins Park here at 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Tim?
How's it going, gentlemen?
Hey, how are you, man?
I'm all right. I don't think it's that big of a deal, honestly. At this point, Magic's desperate. They've struck out on every free agent they've tried to sign, LaMarcus Aldridge, Paul George. I mean, the list goes on. They gave up D'Angelo Russell, an all-star guard now, to get rid of Mozgov's contract. I mean, Magic's not looking too successful in the position that he's in. If he hadn't signed James, they'd still be a lottery team. So it's not anything I would really worry about. I mean, after his contract's up, he's a restricted free agent. We can hang on to him for, 7 years after he's drafted?
Yeah, they can hang on to him for a while. So you think it's more an act of desperation out of Magic Johnson, and you're not you don't think it's going to be a problem?
Right. I think Magic's just trying to stir the pot. I mean, even if AD gets there, I don't think AD's going to make much of a difference. I mean, in the Western Conference, granted, the West is harder than the East, but the Pelicans have done nothing. A superstar of AD's quality should have at least won a playoff more than one playoff series in 6 years. So I think he's a bit overrated himself.
Well, Anthony Davis,
if he ends up with LeBron, they could do some damage.
Every
together.
Batman needs a Robin. He has no one else on that team to play
Drew
with.
Drew Holiday is no scrub.
All right, Tim, how far do you think the Sixers right now could win the championship this year? Not next year. I'm talking this year. Can they win it all?
No, I do not. Not unless there's an injury to Golden State.
Okay,
but you think they can win the East though?
Yes.
All right, he wants it. He doesn't think they can. I appreciate the call, Tim. He thinks that Golden State is still. Maybe Golden State, maybe they do get that injury, or perhaps they get so beat up in the West coming out. They had a tough time coming out in the West last year. Chris Paul got hurt. If Chris Paul doesn't get hurt
Houston,
in
probably,
that series against Houston, they come out. So it's. I know. They're a good team, and they got DeMarcus. I hate his. You talking about nicknames? I refuse to call a grown man Boogie. All right? DeMarcus Cousins. Yeah. I just refuse. I'm not calling. It's DeMarcus Cousins. They did add DeMarcus Cousins, and yeah, they are a very well-rounded team. Let's get, before we get out of here, let's get to Drew in Westchester. You're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Drew?
Hey, what's going on tonight, guys?
How are you, man?
I'm doing good, man. I'm just reveling in this huge win today. I thought it was a great performance by Tobias Harris, obviously. I mean, I didn't know much about the guy coming into this trade, you know, him being on the West Coast, but wow, he's just a
strong shooter.
He's just come in and just been lights out. It's unbelievable. And, you know, about the whole Magic Johnson and, you know, Ben Simmons thing. And I know you threw out the whole, Kendall one. Yeah. I don't know whichever one he's going out with. I think she's more on the East Coast now because she's a model in New York City.
Hey,
so
there
I think
you go, right?
Going to keep Ben more on the
what are the chances they're together the 6 months from now anyway?
Yeah, I know. I'm not concerned about that.
No, I'm not either, but, you know, I don't think that's going to come into play. I think he's a Sixer. I think he wants to be here. I think as long as Joel's here and, you know, they you know, do something with Butler and Tobias this offseason, I mean, why wouldn't you want to stay here and just keep, you know, progressing this process?
I don't think there's any question that Brand wants to keep all five of these guys, you know, for the long term.
No doubt.
For the long term.
Yeah, and he said that the front office is going to give him every opportunity to make sure they stick around.
Yeah, although you can't ask for much more than that, you know?
Yep, exactly. Drew, appreciate the call, man. Thank you. 610-632-0975. Dan, hang on. We'll get to you next. Rob Motti, Darren DeGatano, 97.5, The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic.
So just like you, I grew up around here, listening to sports on the radio, and wanting to be like that voice that was calling the game. You know that voice, the one that put you on the edge of your seat when our teams were winning, and that same voice that made you slump back in your chair when they weren't. Chasing a childhood dream I had, I found the Connecticut School of Broadcasting of Cherry Hill on the internet at GoCSB.com. After attending a studio tour, I was learning how to become a sports broadcaster, all while keeping my current job. It's been 10 years I've been calling play-by-play at a Division I university from some of the most historic venues in all of college sports, and every day still feels like the first. Do you want to chase your dream and be that voice? Go to GoCSB.com today. Sign up for a studio tour just like I did. Day and evening classes begin in March, so you better hurry. Connecticut School of Broadcasting in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Reinventing training in broadcast media.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur. Doing payroll is no longer a headache for our customer, Jeff.
I've used various payroll providers in the past, and none can hold a candle to Patriot Software. Their software is ridiculously easy to use. The support staff is knowledgeable and courteous. I am very excited that Patriot Software files my tax forms for me, not just providing the forms like other payroll companies do. As a business owner, managing payroll has been a long-time headache that I no longer struggle with thanks to Patriot Software. I definitely rate your company 5 out of 5 stars.
Go to PatriotSoftware.com to get your payroll pricing for up to 100 employees. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
May apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Philadelphia and Wilmington? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our 3-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Philadelphia and Wilmington area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Philadelphia and Wilmington are perfect markets for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Tyrone Johnson here to tell you about my Pandora Jewelry Player with Heart. The Pandora Jewelry Player with Heart this week is 76ers center Joel Embiid. After the Sixers 117-115 lost to the Thunder, Embiid said, quote, "I'm pissed that we lost that game. We had it," unquote. Isn't that what you want from your star athlete? You want a guy who hates losing and is pissed when his team goes down. It's this hate-to-lose mentality that will allow Joel to be a beloved player in the city of Philadelphia for years to come. This is Tyrone for the Pandora Jewelry Player with Heart.
This Valentine's Day, show her she's loved with the perfect gift from Pandora Jewelry. Explore new bracelets, charms, rings, earrings, and necklaces, hand-finished with playful details and sweet engravings that send personal messages of love. Shopping last minute? Choose from Pandora Jewelry's selection of ready-made gift sets. This Valentine's Day, shop Pandora Jewelry and win her heart with the perfect gift.
Find the perfect Valentine's gift at King of Prussia, Cherry Hill, Oxford Valley, and Quaker Bridge Mall Pandora stores.
Napa Know How.
Why get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge full synthetic motor oil for $28.99? Because that's a good price for high performance oil. And nobody wants mediocre performance. I mean, when's the last time your boss said, "Here's a raise for being average"? That's right, never. Castrol Edge full synthetic, just $28.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 2/28/19.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. with the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at USPS.com/future.
Barzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez, middays. Missinelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5, the Fanatic.
Here we go!
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
Straight up, 8 o'clock. 9-5, the Fanatic, Rob Motti, Darren DeGatano here till 9, D. Lineham, Joe Stazak. I'm sure D was down there. She can talk more about what Ben, the whole conversation with Magic and Ben Simmons. And it's too soon to be concerned about this. But if Ben Simmons is seeking Magic Johnson's help now, I would like to see Ben Simmons go out there and say, yeah, I want to work on my game, and I want to work on with a guy like, hey, how about Paul Pierce, or how about Ray Allen? How about you and Tobias can work out with the Iceman, George Gervin, together? 610-632.
I'm with you. 610-632-0975. I'll finish it for you, but I just don't see anything that Magic can add to Ben, because Magic was not a shooter.
He wasn't what you would say. He was a guy, a point guard like Ben, a big point guard who could play multiple positions, who could do a lot of different stuff like that. Wasn't known for his shooting. He wasn't a guy who could do that. But I'm not gonna use that as a way to dampen the mood today. Right. After a 23-point win by the Sixers, convincing win over the Lakers today, a great win against Denver with all the new guys playing after like 15 seconds together in practice, and here we are,
season high 143
two
points.
Days 143
two
points
games in.
Only 7 turnovers, 33 assists, impressive ball movement. A lot. They look like they already have been together for 2 or 3 weeks, when in actuality they haven't. And that gives me hope for, hey, I think when they are together 2-3 weeks, when they've been together for another 15-20 games going into the postseason, they're going to really start to gel. And just how good can this team be when they know what each other's going to do, when they have each other's tendencies down? And that's why I say Darren DeGatano right now, 24 hours after I said, yeah, I don't think the Sixers can win the NBA title in 2019, I have come full circle. I think they can win
already
in 2019.
Okay. It doesn't take much to flip you, huh? One game? Come on, man.
Impressive game.
A very impressive game. I got to see them beat their mental nemesis. The Celtics are in, they live in their heads.
It's gonna be an important game Tuesday night.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. At stadium, you think the stadium was loud and rocking tonight? Ooh, man,
the center. They don't call it the Wells Fargo anymore.
Yeah, that's right. The center. Yeah. Right?
Hey, what's up with that? I didn't get to the bottom. I know there's some kind of whatever, but
I think people don't want to give the free corporate.
But they pay for the name.
That's true. But you think it was rocking and loud today?
Yeah,
man. Tuesday night.
Oh, they're gonna have the Celtics wanting to go back. Hey, yeah. Every Philly fan wants to beat Boston in any sport possible, especially
Speaking of Boston, okay, can you explain to me? All right, look, Bob Kraft does a lot of charity work.
Yeah.
He's a good man. He really is. But he's everywhere. He was courtside tonight, sitting with Magic.
I didn't even see that.
Bob Kraft was there tonight, sitting courtside. I have no idea why. I guess he's friends with Magic. And
He's got the Meek Mill friendship,
yeah,
too.
Meek Mill friendship.
What was he wearing?
He had a hooded sweatshirt on.
Bob Kraft had
a hoodie
on?
That's all he wears. He had
the skinny jeans.
You
never seen
legs.
A 70-year-old rocking a skinny jeans? He does.
He
was up there dancing with Cardi B at the Super Bowl. Dan in Delaware, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic. What's up, Dan?
Hello?
Yo, what's up, Dan?
Man, this is great. I'll tell you what, man. I called you the other day. I said that
When I go to the games, we're 15-0 to the games I've been to. I'm going to the Boston game, and I expect it to be 16. This team, the difference between last year's team and this year's team, all right, you finally got guys that can put the ball on the floor and create their own shot. Having Simmons, Butler, and Harris be able to create their own shot is huge. I mean, this team, Al Brain definitely gets an A+. You know, I'm ecstatic. Like I said the other day, I've been a fan since the 80s, and this is just, I can't even believe it's real anymore. Because
as good as they were before the trades.
I mean, this guy did an incredible job.
As good as they were before the trades, Dan, they're a completely different team.
Oh, man, that's Tobias Harris, man. He is so smooth. I was thinking about comparisons on who he reminds me of. I don't know about you. He kind of reminds me of like a Paul Pierce because he makes it look so easy. He can score from every, like he's not really
Where's
that
the headband?
Quick. Yeah, I mean, he just is so smooth. He's probably a little bit more athletic, but he makes it look so easy and effortless. And you know,
I think he fits in that locker room so well. He's such a high character guy. He's so happy to be here. Said it again after the game. He loves the fan reaction and the way that they've taken to him already. I think he's just a perfect fit for this team.
Yes, he is. And like I said the other day, the only thing I would look to do, if possible, is the Marquise Morris that just got waived. If you could get him on the buyout market and get rid of Amir Johnson, whew, I already think we're going to the finals. Bucket. We're going to the finals.
You got him going
Sign
to the finals.
Me up.
All right, Dan. Hey, and if they do, you got to go because they're 15-0. Appreciate the call. 15-0 with Dan. He's going down. He's got a better record, Darren, than Kendall Jenner because she's got two
What's
losses. I think she's like 13 or 14-2. This okay. Dan from Delaware is 15-0.
Let me tell you something.
He's got to keep
Kendall
going.
Kendall Jenner is, you know, she's a good-looking girl. I'm going with Dan. I'm with Dan.
Dan?
I'll hang out with Dan before I hang out with Kendall.
Absolutely. I'm with you. Brandon in Hanover here on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, Rob. How you doing?
Oh, fantastic.
Good to hear you guys. Good to hear you, Rob, on the air.
Thank you.
Look, both of you, I wanted to tell you this Sixer basketball team is nothing short of phenomenal. Now, I'm with Darren, unfortunately, Rob. I have to see them beat Boston, play against Toronto, against Milwaukee, some of these other top Eastern Conference teams, but especially Boston. I think they'll be fine. They're well balanced. Defensively, I like Tobias Harris, what he said in the post-game show. They just need to tighten some things up defensively. And this team will be okay. I also really like the fact that they can sustain a not-so-great performance by one of their players. Ben Simmons today had struggled, 2-for-11, I believe, something like that.
Ben pushed a little bit early on, I thought, tonight.
Right, trying a little too hard, but they are able to score 143 points. And just think about what one of you said, when this team puts it all together, they're going to be scary good. And that's what I think we have to look forward to. I do think they're going to get to at least the Eastern Conference Finals. And
yeah, I think, and Brandon, you're right. Yeah, Ben Simmons was 3-for-13. I think he was trying to impress in front of LeBron, in front of Magic, trying to impress people. But that's the thing. Once these guys, this is only two games together. Once they practice a few weeks together, once they learn what each other is going to do, once they get a little bit more camaraderie and chemistry, man, the sky's the limit for this team.
Yep. Well, and a very good time, too, in Philadelphia. We're very blessed to have some great broadcasters here. Great to hear Tom McGinnis call a game. Of course, he's always called the games here since, I believe, 2000. But, boy, he makes the game come alive for fans on 97.5 and beyond. So, hey, it's a great time to be a Philadelphia sports fan. Finally got a goaltender in Philadelphia, too, so exciting stuff.
Yes, sir. Appreciate the call, man. Good to hear your voice again, Brandon.
Hey, Rob.
Thanks, Brandon.
Take care. Brandon is always appreciate his calls. He's a pastor out in Hanover in that area in PA, and it's always good to hear from him and get his take.
And he's right. It's good to be a Philadelphia sports fan right now.
isn't it?
I mean, you know, look, the Flyers are still out of, I don't know, they're not in the playoff right now, right? They're still a few points behind.
6 points out. Yeah, I don't.
They've got them 23 years to replace Ron Hextall. You believe that? 23 years.
You didn't believe in Roman Čechmánek?
No.
No? Who else?
Not Prince Goalie.
They did have the Beezer after he was good.
They had the Beezer for a song.
Yeah, they had Sergei Bobrovsky before he was good. So they had goalies.
Yeah, they had Bobrovsky before he was good, right?
Hexy for two stints to Beezer, Ilya Brizgalov. They went through Čechmánek. They went through a lot of goalies, and now they got Carter Hart.
But for a franchise, it's known as, you know, for their goaltending. When you think about Bernie and Pelly and Hextall,
that's all you think about, though, for goaltending, right?
Right. Well, not necessarily, but nevertheless,
Bob Froese was a good goalie. Bob Froese, hey, he replaced Pelly Lindbergh. Here we are talking hockey.
I know.
Bob Froese was a good 610. That's enough of that. 610-632-0970. We're talking about my favorite era, the Gretzky. I loved hockey then. That was a great era then. The 87 finals when Hexie took him to watch it on Prism. The JJ Daniel.
JJ Daniel with the left wing laser.
I didn't even have Prism. We couldn't afford it in South Philly. I had to listen to that game. I was listening to that.
Listen, Gino?
Yeah, we couldn't afford Ford Prism. Great. Now, those were the days. Yeah, now we can watch every. Now I'm watching games on my phone while I'm putting my girls to sleep. You know, you got the little app and you're watching the games on there. And I'll never forget that JJ Daniel goal. Man, I can remember. I remember where I was when that happened. Well, I don't even know how old. I was probably like 11, 12, 13, something like that back then. But wow, those were the days. Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while since they had a goalie. It's been a while since we had a Sixers team that was this exciting. And
like I said earlier, this is the deepest Sixer team I can ever remember watching.
If pound for pound, I hate that phrase, pound for pound, like man for man, starting lineup.
Starting lineup, though.
Like, you look at this team.
That's still a suspect.
Those five guys in the starting lineup, clearly you can match them up against anybody. You can match them up against Golden State and what they have. This is a team that right now gives you so much hope, so much excitement. It's not even for 2020, for right now, for what they can do this year. It's going to be really fun to watch. And how far do you think they can go? I think they can win it all this year. Darren still wants to see what they can do against teams like Boston, who's been in their head. 610-632-0975. Darren, you also wanted to bring up today a little bit of the rules in the Alliance of, what is it called?
AAF, American, or I don't know exactly what that is.
I don't even know.
I'm not paying much attention to the
game. We all saw it a hit because it was replayed a million times.
There's a couple quarterback hits that were extremely violent.
They were vicious.
Yeah, extremely violent that would have, in the NFL, probably have the defenders would have been ejected.
They might have been thrown out of the game on the spot.
Just go. Leave the stadium.
In the NFL, they might arrest you for a hit like that.
Yeah, one of them, the quarterback's helmet flies 15 yards off. I've never heard of these quarterbacks that are playing in this league. It's unbelievable.
Except for Christian Hackenberg.
He's brutal.
You know Christian Hackenberg. But the one rule that was interesting.
There's a couple rules that this league has already taken on that I think we're heading towards in the NFL. And most of the rule changes or rules that differ in this league than the NFL are special teams related. So with the new kickoff rules in the NFL, you'll agree with me that onside kicks are nearly worthless.
I think they had two this year or something. Very minimal.
In the entire league.
Yeah.
And this league does something pretty cool that I think that the NFL will one day adapt. Instead of the onside kick, what they do is the team has the option to either kick off or have, in essence, a fourth and 10. So you get one down from your 35-yard line to get 10 yards. If you get the clock runs, it's not an untimed down. You got one down to get 10 yards from your own 35. Get the first down, you keep the ball.
I take it.
You'll see guys like Sean Payton, Doug Peterson, Andy Reid, They'll be doing that in the second quarter.
And Sean McVay will be doing that in a regular season.
Sean McVay will do it.
But then in the postseason, Sean McVay will get too uptight. Do you see the mic'd up version against the NFL?
Yes.
He went out there before the game and lost the Super Bowl when he walked over to Bill Belichick and basically just like hero worshipped him on the field. You're the greatest coach in the history of football. You're everything that football's about. Like, dude, I understand that Bill Belichick is the GOAT. But you don't go out there before the game, Super Bowl and hero worship the coach you're about to go up there against. And then in the game, all of that aggressiveness that Sean Payton had, out the window.
Out the window. He was completely outcoached.
He was scared. He was outcoached. His team was outplayed.
And they didn't exactly, even in the games that they won in the postseason, and I know winning in New Orleans in the postseason is a near impossibility. In fact, that was the first time the Saints had ever lost a playoff game in the Dome. But they were extremely conservative. They ran between the tackles against Dallas all day long and against New Orleans all day long. And it was more... Don't tell me Gurley's not hurt. You tell me Gurley's not hurt.
Yeah, something's
either
up.
That or McVay's got to... You know, Someone's got to lose a job. But all they did was run between the tackles in those playoff games. They didn't do anything crazy, and they completely dumbed down their offense in the Super Bowl.
It's... Terrible game. Yeah. Terrible game. You know it wasn't a terrible game? Today's Sixers game was fun. 143-120. It's just a fun game to watch. This team is even more exciting after these moves, and I'm looking forward to seeing what they can do Tuesday night against Boston and going forward. The Magic Johnson, Ben Simmons thing is going to... People are going to want to talk about that, and there's going to be some concerns. Let's hear what Brian in South Jersey has to say about Magic Johnson and Ben Simmons. Brian, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
How are you?
Hey, Brian.
Hey, I'm pretty sure I think everybody in the world knows that it's not Magic Johnson's great generosity as the main reason why he wants to see Ben. And,
you don't think he's just a magnanimous sarcasm. Human being, huh?
Oh, no. He's magnanimous. And, of course, you know, I mean, I'm not going to say that he influenced LeBron coming to L.A., but, I mean, LeBron probably already had it set in his head, as we've talked again before, but, I mean, it adds up too much. LeBron, Magic, Rich Paul, Kendall Jenner, everything's out there for Ben. And I don't know, I love Ben to death, but I don't know if his heart's in winning a championship or just riding out and having a great time in the NBA, because he does have that luxury, if you haven't noticed.
I'm going to give him some benefit of the doubt here in that he's really young.
Yeah,
and he's making decisions like a very, very young man.
Yeah, so. I can see, like a young LeBron. Quick question for you guys: if we could game plan, like if we could get in panic mode for a second, do you think maybe if we're anticipating Ben possibly exiting or something, can we do something to possibly screw over LA? Like, I don't know, trade Ben to say, I don't know, the Knicks for a pick to get some guys that
I don't think you got to worry about Ben going anywhere. He'd be restricted. They can give him more money. He's going to sign that contract. It's going to be a while before that's got to be a concern at all.
It's heavily in the Sixers' favor when he's a free agent.
All right, so we're pretty much safe from the Magic. I think so.
I don't think you have to worry about the Irvin Magic Johnson influence. No matter what he tries to do, and maybe he tries to woo him in the summer if the NBA allows this. The NBA can't allow it. That's where I'm standing.
There's
on
no
it.
Way.
Like, they can't allow that. They should not allow a front office executive for another team to work out a player on an opposing team. I appreciate the call, Brian. Thank you. They can't do that. No, they can't allow it.
And it's unprecedented. But the argument to the it being unprecedented is, in this day and age, there are more player GMs and executives than there have ever been in professional sports. That said, it's still unprecedented, and there's no way they'll approve it.
There's relationships between opposing players. It used to be, back in the day, probably before our time even, where guys from different teams, they didn't have that bond, that camaraderie, that hanging out in the off season, all of that connection. They were more competitive. Now these guys seem to be, because of
They're all boys on all different teams. They work out together, the other influences, the
social media, they're friendly, they're in the business together.
Yeah. That's big.
And so it's completely changed to where, like, it used to be where teams, I see this in baseball a lot.
Yeah.
where before a game, you got guys from both sides. They're hanging out behind a batting cage. They're bro-hugging. They're talking about whatever. What are you going to do for dinner? They're going to go out after the game. They're going to have whatever it is. And then you talk to the old school guys. Like, I'll see Larry Bowen. He'll be like seething. Like, we never used to do that. You would never associate with the other team before a game behind a batting cage. So times have changed. Things have changed. And I think that's now that allows for stuff like this to be even a possibility. But that said, that's where the NBA's got to step in and just shut it down. Don't allow it.
I agree. And I think they will.
Austin and Aston. That's a mouthful. Austin and Aston here on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Austin?
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Hey, how are you?
Good. Really happy how the Sixers win. It was great to see Carson and Alshon out there together.
Austin? You know what? Yeah, I know people are making a big deal out of that. Now you got me.
You just set them off, Austin.
Now they'll set me off.
That's
on
a
this.
Sore spot.
Like, Carson and Alshon never had a problem, people. They never had a freaking problem. There was never an issue. This isn't directed at you, Austin. I'm sorry. You're just bearing the brunt of it. This is at the article and at the story. They never had a problem. So now it's going to be on Twitter. Now it's going to be everywhere. There's no issue. It was fabricated. It was made up. It was phony. It was garbage. Okay, Austin, what's up?
All right, no, I appreciate that. But, you know, it got me thinking a little bit about getting LeBron on the gridiron. There's so much talk about that. What about getting Simmons out there? I'm going to hang up and listen.
He wants to get Ben Simmons where?
He wants him to play. Because when LeBron James was younger, he's been playing tight end in the NFL. Yeah. And he wants to get Ben out there. No. In the offseason... Work on your jump shot.
No. Yeah, exactly.
Work on your jump shot.
Man. He wants to get him out there. Oh, that's man. See, I wasn't going to go there with Carson and Alshon Jeffrey.
There was a lot. They were part of a pretty large sum of celebrities in
Robert
Austin.
Kraft apparently
Bob
was there.
Kraft with Magic.
You and Bob are boys. You're calling him Bob. Huh?
Yeah.
Like,
you don't
call him sir?
I don't call him Mr. Kraft like everybody else. This is Bob with me. But I did interview him once.
Oh, he was with Michael Rubin, Brian?
He was? I was sitting with Magic, too, right?
Okay, so...
And then you had Kendall, of course. You had Carson and Alshon. And Mike Trout was there tonight.
I'm surprised Mike Trout... So Mike Trout wasn't sitting with Carson, right?
No, you're sitting with his wife, I think.
So Trout was sitting somewhere else, and Carson was with Alshon, and Mike Trout was... So and now, next you're going to hear somebody say... Trout's not going to come to Philly.
Yeah, because he wasn't sitting with Carson.
Because he wasn't sitting with Carson, and now somebody's going to say,
Zach Ertz wasn't there, so now Trout's out.
Oh, there you go.
By the way, can I just say this one thing about Mike Trout? We're talking about Mike Trout.
Mm-hmm.
Once Harper signs, wherever he signs, the Angels are going to give him a ridiculous contract. Think about how ridiculous Harper's is. Trout's is going to be bigger. Don't sign Harper, hold out for
Trout.
You don't
think they're going to trade him and be like, hey, we're not. Well,
Why would the Angels trade the best player in baseball?
Unless you think you haven't won with them. Trade them so you can get some assets.
Yeah, but do you know that nobody thinks like that? We haven't won, but this guy's so good, but we haven't won, so let's get rid of him.
And by the way, the Nats didn't win with Bryce Harper, and Baltimore and L.A. didn't win with Manny Machado either.
Trout's twice the player of those two.
610-632-0975. Bill, we'll get to you next. Rob Motti. Darren DeGatano, 97.5, The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, business owners. Does your Wi-Fi ever slow down because of your customers? Do downloads lag when they stream videos? Ever tried to finish payroll while clients hog up your bandwidth? Then make the switch to Comcast Business. Our gig speed network is fast. And we go beyond fast when you add Wi-Fi Pro, which lets you allocate how much bandwidth you give to customers and your business. So while customers are busy streaming, emailing, and chatting, your employees can still be productive. Wi-Fi Pro on the nation's largest gig speed network. A great experience for your customers and your business. Switch to Comcast Business now for an amazing deal. Get 75 megabit internet for just $49.95 a month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines. Wi-Fi Pro available for an additional charge. Switch before March 3rd and get a $300 prepaid card, too. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 3/3/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Subject to change. Prepaid offer ends 3/3/19.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, here you go, don't cash it until Tuesday. That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work. He said, Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub. Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Anderson 400 Series windows are the clad window of choice for contractors because they're easy to install and have fewer callbacks.
Check this out. This flexible jam liner makes a tight seal, even if the rough opening isn't perfectly square.
That's great, Dad. I was just seeing if I could get a ride to Kendall's.
That's also why they choose to install them in their own homes. Anderson 400 Series windows, the window contractors trust the most. Earn rewards on the purchase of 400 Series products. Learn more at TrustAnderson.com.
This Valentine's Day, show her she's loved with the perfect gift from Pandora Jewelry. Explore new bracelets, charms, rings, earrings, and necklaces, hand-finished with playful details and sweet engravings that send personal messages of love. Shopping last minute? Choose from Pandora Jewelry's selection of ready-made gift sets. This Valentine's Day, shop Pandora Jewelry and win her heart with the perfect gift.
For the one you love, come to Pandora in the Deptford Mall.
Looking for ways to save with your Medicare plan? Walgreens is a preferred network pharmacy with many plans nationwide, which could mean lower copays for you. So bring your prescriptions to a Walgreens pharmacy today to start saving. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Walgreens participates as a preferred network pharmacy with UnitedHealthcare, Cigna HealthSpring, and Express Scripts Medicare. For a complete list of available plans, please contact 1-800-MEDICARE. TTY users should call 1-877-486-2048. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or consult www.medicare.gov. Other pharmacies are available in our network.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
Today, business happens here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone. At USPS.com/future.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the only $5 meal worthy of your appetite? Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal. Our classic Junior Bacon Cheeseburger is now bigger. With double the fresh never frozen beef and double the Applewood smoked bacon, there's nothing junior about it except the price. Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal comes with nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Get the $5 Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal at Wendy's. Giant meal, junior price.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Go to 975thefanatic.com and listen to Natalie Eganoff talk with our friends from the Atlantic City Car Show and Auction happening this Friday through Sunday at the AC Convention Center.
Sports Talk for Clayton and all of Gloucester County.
97.5 The Fanatic.
828 on 97.5 The Fanatic. Darren DeGaetano here with Rob Motti. Rob, enjoying my company this evening with him, taking you till 9 o'clock. Sixers, big win tonight. Season high, 143 points. But my favorite stat of the night, just 7 turnovers, Rob. 7.
That's impressive, man.
It is impressive. Especially that's been their Achilles heel this year.
And considering Ben Simmons had 8 alone against Denver the other night. 8. And they cut it down to a team 7. How about the 33 assists?
33 assists, yes. It was a team effort tonight. Everybody, they had 6 guys in double digits. And the building was electric. We're talking tonight mostly about How far can this team go, do you think? Rob's of the opinion, after flopping from yesterday, that they can go.
See, I wouldn't call it a flop, Dutch. Like, is it a flop? Yesterday, my opinion was that I thought the Phillies had a better chance in 2019. And I thought the Sixers needed more time together. But then seeing how dominant they were today...
Against the fourth team in the West.
Not even. They're like a ninth team in the West.
Well, they were the fourth team, I should say, before LeBron got hurt, right?
Yeah.
What are they now, 9-8? Or 7, rather?
Is it a flop when in 24 hours you go, is that the definition of a flop?
I don't know. It's a little fishy. It's not a flop. It's a little fishy.
I just got more confidence in the team now.
I just need to see them beat Boston. I need to see them get over that mental... aspect of it. But let's go to Bill in Wilmington.
What's up, Bill?
Hey, I got a couple things. I don't think Boston, we're going to have to worry about Boston because they look like they're about to implode. Toronto scares me and Milwaukee scares me. But Boston, I really, with Kyrie and everything, it's almost like bringing Kyrie and that team is kind of, he's going to end up tearing the team apart. That's my opinion on that.
You think he's going to tear Boston apart?
Not tear it apart, but I think, he's him running his mouth.
He's already lobbying to go back to playing with LeBron.
Exactly. And I think, because did you hear what the Mars twins said today? Like, they're not having fun. Everybody's playing like individuals. So Boston, I'm not worried about. Toronto scares me, though.
Toronto has physically beaten down the Sixers this season.
Exactly.
For me, I'm more worried about, because the Sixers are so much better than they were a week and a half ago. And they're so much deeper than they were a week and a half ago. They're so much, they're better to take on a physical team than they were a week and a half ago. It's the mental aspect that Boston has with them that I worry about, because... you can have the best skill set on the planet, Bill, mentally, you can't get over a hump in sports. It's going to bring you down. And I just need to see them get over that mental hump on Tuesday night. And they're going to do it. I think they're going to do it.
When they do,
then I'm all in on this team.
I hope so. And I got two more things. I don't think we have to worry about Ben Simmons going to L.A. because we're starting to see cracks in LeBron's game already. By the time he's free to go there, LeBron will be about 38, 39 years old, won't be the same player. And my last thing, do you think the Sixers went out and got Tobias, kind of the quiet Jimmy Butler, kind of almost like to say, okay, then you can ask me if you want to. We'll give him the money and let you go. I just want your opinion on that.
All right, Bill, thanks for the call.
Butler's a little bit Butler's a good shooter. Tobias is a great shooter this year. Butler's a good shooter. Butler put these up a little bit more than Tobias does.
He thinks that maybe this deal was made to make Jimmy Butler feel like, okay, his words was to make him feel that, okay, you can go, we still got Tobias. Or I think Bill said to quiet him down. I think a lot of that Jimmy Butler stuff.
It's overblown, man.
Yeah, it's exaggerated.
I think he's a good guy. He wants to win. Where he was complaining, there were organizations that weren't trying to win.
Right.
And didn't put any effort into improving their team. Can you blame him for getting aggravated with Chicago and Minnesota?
I don't think Brett Brown has any issue with Jimmy Butler. I could be completely off here. I could be way wrong, but I believe Brown when he speaks, and he's a guy who's honest, maybe to a fault as a coach. He's like the complete opposite of Andy Reid.
Yeah.
He tells you more than any. I don't know of another coach in this city who answers questions more directly, more honestly, more transparently than Brett Brown. And I think if there was an issue with Jimmy Butler, we would be able to read between the lines in some of his answers.
Yeah, he'd be a little bit more transparent.
But he's completely, he enjoys having him on the team. I think a lot of that stuff is blown out of proportion because the media is what it is now in 2019. Everybody needs a hot take. Everybody wants to get clicks and retweets and likes and shares and everything else. And you see, and insiders everywhere, and every insider has to give you a nugget to make you think that they're an insider who knows more than you, and therefore you must follow them, therefore you must retweet what they have to say, and therefore you're going to make that guy earn a bigger paycheck from whoever's paying him to be an insider, or in some cases a female. Now, it's not always a male insider. Sometimes it's a female insider. And I know a lot of them have a lot of inside information, but I also think a lot of times some of this stuff gets exaggerated to make people want to talk and have the conversation. I don't think there's going to be a problem with Jimmy Butler on this team. He's been here now for what, since November?
Yeah. And
all they do with him is find ways to win games.
And in one, I saw him, one game. Only one game I've seen him play where I thought he's not really giving an effort. It was about 2 weeks ago. I forget who they were playing. That's it. He gives an effort. He D's on every possession.
There was a play the other night against Denver, and I could see this because he was coming towards where I was sitting behind the basket. He stole the ball, and he drove hard, but he could have gone fast. I forget who it was who fouled him. Was it Jokic? Whoever it was, he could, if he went harder, he could have scored an and one, yeah. But he didn't go hard enough to score and get an and one.
Are we going to kill him for that?
I didn't think it was that egregious. It wasn't like a pop-up where you don't run hard to first base. And then again, I don't think that's egregious either. So I'm of the complete other side on that one. I'm not all about the grinders like you are, Dutchie.
No, I'm not about grinders.
You threw out grinder for TJ McConnell.
He's in there. Look, the guy he's a Philly guy. He's an effort guy.
You want him to eat a hoagie with a cheesesteak?
I love the effort. I give him an A for effort every time he's on the court. I'm a sucker for a guy that plays above his ability.
Are you also of the opinion that the four-letter place that you could stop at and get like a soda or now gas
is
like the greatest place in the world?
No, I hate the food.
All right, okay.
The sandwiches are terrible.
Philly thinks it's the greatest thing in the world.
The worst lunch meat.
I agree.
It's cheap coffee.
It is what it is. 610-632-0975. Listen, we came in here today, and I was all fired up that the Sixers now, I feel, based on what I've seen in two games out of this group, and knowing that they're going to work together, they're going to get more time together, they're going to practice together. Coach Brown's play sheet is going to go from frugal, as he described it two nights ago.
That was a good line.
To extensive. He's going to have plays designed for guys, and he's going to have all that stuff. And I think they're going to get better and better. And to see where they are now, I'm like, why not? Why not 2019? Why can't this team be the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles? We didn't think the Eagles going into that season, like this team right now, is probably better than the 2017 Eagles were.
Oh, geez, how are you going to make that comparison?
It's a tough comparison. And then they got so hot, and they were like 11-2. This team has more talent up and down than that team did. A different sport. I know it's hard to compare.
I'm trying to
make the point that I think this team can win the title.
It's a similar feeling that halfway through, or with a third of the season left, you are coming to the realization that they are a legitimate championship contender. The Eagles, for me, when they beat Carolina on the road on a Thursday night on a short week, I said to myself, that this is a Super Bowl team. And then I was convinced of it when they were throttling the Rams up until Carson got hurt. Then I had my...
You jumped off the bridge.
I did not jump off the bandwagon. I still said they were going to the Super Bowl. I just thought, I don't know if they can win. But when they throttled Minnesota, I said, they're playing the best ball of the year, and they're going to kill New England. And they did. But this team right now, the Sixers...
They ain't kill New England, don't you?
Kill them, but whatever, they won. They won.
Did you did you watch that game again before the Super Bowl last week? Like, did you watch the Super Bowl again?
No.
Okay. I was just making sure.
No, I watched. I have the Super Bowl still on DVR, but I don't go back and watch.
I have the last three Super Bowls on DVR.
Yeah,
I have like different Patriot games on DVR. I just enjoy watching Tom do his thing. That's why I got on.
I've had enough of time.
My wife gets to the point like, hey,
go retire.
Can you no retire?
Go retire.
He's gonna win seven, man. He's gonna win seven.
He's gonna win seven.
And
he even said that that's his goal now. He wants to have the more championships than any American player.
You know what? I was really impressed with the whole team last week, just being there, man. I was so impressed with the team, the Patriot way.
They don't make
mistakes. The way they handle things.
Can I give you a stat about the New England New England Patriots in the postseason? This is the most amazing stat about the Patriots. In the entire playoffs, all right, so you had against San Diego, in Kansas City, Super Bowl against the Rams. This is how well-coached down to the special teams that team is. They netted, how many yards do you think they netted on punt returns? Giving up their punt coverage.
Their punt coverage?
Yeah. Right. How many yards they
18.
Net?
18.
Okay. They netted one.
Wow.
In the entire postseason. Against the Chargers, it was zero. They gave up zero punt return yards. Against the Chiefs, they gave up minus 13.
You still got Matthew Slater one-handed.
And Matthew Slater, who's been on the team for 11 years, no one knows he. No one
one-handed
knows who
down
he
in the ball at the five.
Yeah,
like,
no one
like
knows
nothing.
Who Matthew Slater is. He's probably the third most valuable player on that team. He's been on it for 11 years. He's the best special teams player
Look
in the
Look at
league.
Us. We find a way to bring it back to football. Yeah.
And they gave up 12, by the way, in the Super Bowl. Net of 1 yard entire postseason. That's why they win.
Some way, somehow, we find a way to bring it back to football. D-line is coming up next. I asked her between during last break about how it went down with Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
Well, the question regarding Ben Simmons with Magic
Johnson. How did
Johnson,
that come up with Magic
She was
at the
trying
press
to
conference.
Look to get the exact wording right. of the conversation. Initially, she thought she didn't think that Magic Johnson went out of his way. Like, he was asked the question. It's not like Magic volunteered this information. He was asked a question about it, but I'm going to check with her again during the break and get you that information.
Sounds good, because I want to know, you know, was he asked, what was he asked, and how did he slip that in or whatnot. So 610-632-0975. One more segment. Darren DeGaetano and Rob Motti here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
If you're an investor in the stock market or own stocks of any kind, listen closely to find out exactly what to do with your money right now. Bulls say the market's going to continue to go up. Bears say the market is extremely overvalued and we're in for a dramatic fall. Find out how you can become a fearless investor in 2019. Go to InvestorSummit2019.com and register for this major event happening February 13th. If you're an investor of any kind, this is an event you don't want to miss. Featuring special guest former hedge fund manager Whitney Telson and legendary bull Dr. Steve Sugarud. Experts will be making their prediction on what's in store for 2019. The event will be hosted by Berkeley mathematician and PhD Dr. Richard Smith. Register now and get Dr. Smith's free report, How to Know the Exact Date to Sell Any Stock You Own. Don't miss this special free online event, February 13th. Go to InvestorSummit2019.com. That's InvestorSummit2019.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur. Doing payroll is no longer a headache for our customer, Jeff.
I've used various payroll providers in the past, and none can hold a candle to Patriot Software. Their software is ridiculously easy to use. The support staff is knowledgeable and courteous. I am very excited that Patriot Software files my tax forms for me, not just providing the forms like other payroll companies do. As a business owner, managing payroll has been a long-time headache that I no longer struggle with thanks to Patriot Software. I definitely rate your company 5 out of 5 stars.
Go to PatriotSoftware.com to get your payroll pricing for up to 100 employees. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the only $5 meal worthy of your appetite? Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal. Our classic Junior Bacon Cheeseburger is now bigger. With double the fresh, never frozen beef and double the applewood smoked bacon, there's nothing junior about it except the price. Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal comes with nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Get the $5 Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal at Wendy's. Giant meal, junior price.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Fresh beef available in contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Looking for ways to save with your Medicare plan? Walgreens is a preferred network pharmacy with many plans nationwide, which could mean lower copays for you. So bring your prescriptions to a Walgreens pharmacy today to start saving. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Walgreens participates as a preferred network pharmacy with United Healthcare, Cigna HealthSpring, and Express Scripts Medicare. For a complete list of available plans, please contact 1-800-MEDICARE. TTY users should call 1-877-486-2048. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or consult www.medicare.gov. Other pharmacies are available on our network.
This is what Flo from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
You and basic motorcycle policies start at just $75 a year. I know, right? Do you think I say I know right too often? I do. I know, right? I have to stop, don't I? I know,
and this
right?
is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle.
I know.
Even our commercials are better on a bike. Progressive keeps you on yours. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Santana Supernatural Now Tour 2019. Come celebrate the 20th anniversary of Supernatural and take a trip through the hits from Woodstock to Supernatural and beyond. Saturday, August 24th, BB&T Pavilion. With special guest, the Doobie Brothers. Experience the dynamic energy of Santana and find out why Supernatural is one of the greatest albums of all time. Santana Supernatural Now Tour 2019. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com.
Injured on the job? Insurance companies will turn their backs on you.
I deserve better.
Some employers just won't care.
I deserve better.
Call Martin Law. We wrote the book on workers' comp in Pennsylvania. Our team will help you get the benefits you deserve. Call 215-587-8400 to arrange a free consultation.
You deserve better.
215-587-8400. Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers for nearly 40 years.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner. The question is, what gift are you getting for the one you love? We get it. It's not easy. Love is a dangerous game. Thankfully, though, guaranteed wins exist at Helzberg Diamonds. Right now, save $400 on the half-carat total weight diamond heart pendant, only $299.99. This Thursday, February 14th, show Cupid who's boss. Be the hero on Valentine's Day and give a gift from Helzberg Diamonds.
Watch Farzetta and Trey on Twitch. Follow 97.5 The Fanatic on Twitch.tv for Farzetta and Trey's post-show showcast. 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic in Philadelphia, home of the 76ers and their 143 points tonight against the Lakers. Last segment, before we turn it over to Joe Stazak and D. Lynam, I'm Darren DeGatano in with Rob Motti. Rob, 7 turnovers tonight for this team. It's been their Achilles heel for the past couple of weeks, for most of the season. One thing it seems that they're tightening up. Turnovers.
It is, and that's going to be a key thing. If they can keep these turnovers to a limit, if they can keep them in the single digits, this team is going to be.
Tonight was a rarity too. I mean, they were shooting lights out.
If they're going to keep, they're going to be hard to defeat. They're going to be very hard to beat if they can keep their turnovers to single digits. I love the ball movement, the 33 assists, the unselfish play. Just seeing these guys get in here, integrated into the offense, and I'm thinking about how much better. Can they be? And a lot of us watching this are looking at it going, this team is the sky's the limit. They're only going to get better.
It's the best they've looked under this regime. It's the best they've looked all season. It's the deepest team in my memory. And I was there every step of the way with the 0-1 run, with that whole, even the few years leading up, working all those games.
I had a lot of fun covering, but I just started at AP that year. I have one regret in 01. In 2001, my only, you remember Pat Croce, and what an awesome dude he was.
The greatest.
So I didn't travel in the early rounds. I work for AP, we don't travel. There's writers in every city for us, and we don't go on a road. I went to the finals, but in early rounds, I didn't travel. So they're playing Indiana. And Pat says to me, hey, you going to the game? I'm like, no, I'm not traveling this series. He's like, oh, okay, just hop on my jet. We'll take you, all right? So now it's my first year on the job, and I knew that AP's rules rules are so strict and everything else. I call my boss like, hey, Pat Croce offered me this. Like, what an opportunity, right? That would have been, oh, no, you can't do that. You can't go on that.
You can't accept gifts.
No, you can't accept that. You can't go. And now I'm like, man, that would have been so much fun to ride on that jet.
That would be
and
nice.
Fly down to Indiana.
That was a great guy. Mike Missinelli and I used to go. He used to give us his tickets, or the Roberts tickets, really, right under the basket all the time. Roberts for the season.
I got a great Mike story in the finals. I'm not even going to give it on the air. It's a great story about Mike that in L.A. between games one and games two when we were out there and we went out. Like, I didn't even have a car. I went to Malibu one night with the guys from the AP, and then the other night after the game, Mike's like, yo, what are you doing? I'm like, I don't know. He's like, oh, I'll pick you up. And Mike and I went out. Man, those were a long time ago. Yeah. But that's how long it's been.
Almost 20 years ago, right?
That's exciting
when we were growing up in this business.
Man, basketball hasn't been that exciting since then. And now
this team is better than that team.
Wow.
Can you imagine if Larry Brown had this team?
By the way, speaking of Mike Missinelli, starting tomorrow, February 11th.
Oh, see Mike, the segue we did.
Yeah, Mike Miss will be doing his annual Valentine's Day love music medley. There will be three songs strung together in 3 seconds. Each song will reference love. Guess each song and artist each day, and you'll win a gold-dipped rose from Steven Singer Jewelers on Friday, February 15th. We will award the grand prize to one of the five daily winners. The grand prize consists of, you ready for this, Darren?
What do we got?
Listen to this. A $500 Physique Barbecue Fire Pit from Landis Block, an Angel's Heart Diamond Necklace from Steven Singer Jewelers, a pair of tickets to see Billy Joel at Citizens Bank Park on May 24th, $150 gift card to Jasper's Backyard in Conshohocken, and a chauffeured Rolls Royce for a night courtesy of Imagine Lifestyles Luxury
you get all
Rentals.
That? One person, that's the grand prize.
That's the grand prize.
Not bad.
Billy Joel's still rocking it, huh?
I think he's coming to a close. Like, he did.
I've never been.
He had a
May
residency.
Never been to a Billy Joel concert.
I saw him when I was younger, and he was younger.
When you were younger, and you were going to Billy Joel?
Like, a couple times.
Had to be a girl involved. Had to be.
Yeah, I'm sure there was.
Like my first concert ever was John Cicada. There was a girl involved. Wait.
That was your first concert?
First concert ever.
John Cicada.
I've been to Mariah Carey. Two Britney Spears
right
concerts. Oh. Two Britney Spears concerts. This is old Rob. I'm not going to go there, but there was reasons. I had ulterior motives at the time.
Yes, you did.
And those were the concerts that I've gone. Now my concerts, Elevation Worship, man. Right. I'll go see Elevation Worship, Hillsong.
Pretty much the only band I see anymore is the E Street Band when they tour. I see them every time. I'm going to go see the Stones this summer. I've never seen them. They're playing, I think, the Link. But I don't go, other than the E Street Band, I don't go. I was at Michael Jackson. My first concert was Michael Jackson Victory Tour in 1984.
Wow.
My dad took me.
And so I was singing some Michael Jackson in the car today on the way home, and I'm like, I have no voice. I'm the worst singer in the world. And my wife, who grew up in Egypt and moved here when she was 15 and doesn't really know Michael Jackson or 80s music because she's 10, 11 years younger than I am, she's like, that DJ in your head, man. That DJ in your head with these songs. I don't know where you can get them from. But hey, before we get out of here, we can't let him off the hook. Josh Rabick, producer here, who did this show.
Good kid.
Great guy.
Kid.
No, he's about to be 30.
He's going
to
be 30 years old.
He's about to be 30. He comes downstairs to let us in, and he's wearing pajama pants. And I don't own a pair of pajamas. I just don't think grown men should wear pajamas.
I wear a pair of sweatpants or shorts today.
I used to sleep in my underwear until I got married and had kids.
Yeah.
Like, before I had kids. And now, even then, like, you know, they're not going to come in the room. I still sleep, you know. I'm not going to wear... He's walking around. The grown man said he's going to turn 30 next month, I think, in his pajamas.
March.
And it reminded me of last week seeing Patriot fans in Atlanta walking around... grown men in Atlanta walking around in Patriot pajama pants. Like, that is the ultimate, you can't do it. You just can't, like...
I think for Josh's 30th birthday, we ought to pitch in and buy him a couple pairs of pants.
Sweatpants.
Or jeans. No, jeans, I don't care, whatever. Anything but pajama pants.
Brian, pajama pants for a grown man.
Flannel pajama pants.
Like, how... on the overall list of, like, you just can't do it.
Right.
I'm not a big pajama pants guy myself. Just sweatpants for me.
Yeah.
Sweatpants, shorts.
Or shorts, yeah. I have daughters. So they will, especially my little one, will jump in bed with us in the middle of the night every once in a while. So I'll usually have shorts on.
That's exactly why. Because we both got daughters. That's the only reason. Right. Shorts on at night because of that. But hey, Josh, he does a great job. He's a great producer. I wasn't going to let him off the hook. We go about 2.5 hours. And I said, you make sure you listen. Because at some point, I'm going to work it in, and we finally worked it in. Man, this was a lot of fun, Darren. It was fun two weeks ago when we had an opportunity to get together and do this.
And hopefully it won't be the last.
Yeah, and it's been fun doing it again. You and I go way back, man. We started in this business together over 22 years ago.
Yeah. 90, well, for me, it was 96.
Same year, 96. Yeah, 22 years ago, we've known each other half our lives.
We have,
and
greatest story. Do we have time to?
We don't. We got to save it for next time.
I'll save it for next time.
But the greatest thing about it, Dutchie, is like we can go 3 years not talk to each other. Yeah. Like I didn't hear from you till like, yo, I'm doing a show with you. I'm like, oh, it's like we're best friends again.
I know.
Like I haven't heard from you in 3 years. Next thing I know, we're doing a show together, and it's awesome. But I had a lot of fun.
So
thank you to Brian McLaughlin for producing the show. Stay tuned. Joe Stazak, D-Line, I'm coming up next. For Darren DeGatano, I'm Rob Motti reminding you, make a difference. Be a blessing.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.